Storm score with 45 seconds left to go!
The excitement, the action.
Down low from Ngoya, chance for more, he scores!
The hits.
Vecchione to Moore, he shoots, it scores! Trevor Moore comes up big again!
It's time for Hockey in the Heartland. Your Tri-City Storm are on the ice and on the radio.
Roboski with a quick shot, and he scores! Roboski from the left point!
Let's get to the booth and drop the puck. Here's the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Jared Schifrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Tri-City Storm will go up against the Sioux City Musketeers. I'm Jared Schifrin. Thanks for joining us here tonight, Friday night, the final time that these two teams will meet here at the Tyson Event Center. And the Tri-City Storm looking to get off a little bit of a losing streak for Sioux City. They've been hot lately. Since defeating the Storm on February 12th, Sioux City is 11-6 in their last 17 games. They have tied the Storm for 7th place in the USHL's Western Conference, and they have a chance to move out of the basement here tonight if they can defeat the Storm. Should be a good matchup right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. We're inside our Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm are 4-3 this season against the Musketeers. They started off winning the first three matchups against Sioux City, but since then, the Musketeers have had the upper hand. And we go back to a few weeks ago right here in this building on March 19th. Musketeers defeated the Tri-City Storm 7-4. A high-scoring game. It was the debut of Tanner Creel for the Storm. Creel back in net tonight for his third start of the season. The second one came last week against Des Moines. And Josh Howji talked to me before the game, said he was much better in that start, and I think he's getting a little more used to the play here in the USHL. Storm are confident to go back with Creel here tonight against the Sioux City team and give him a second chance here against the Musketeers. The Storm had some tough news this week as they found out Heikki Liedes as well as Jason Cotton are going to be done for the season with injuries. So the Storm are limited offensively right now. They already had injuries to Tim Bonner, Garrett Gomez, and Trevor Mingoya. Brian Ward, this is the final game of his six-game suspension. So Ward will be back in the lineup tomorrow night against Des Moines at the Viero Event Center. But a lot of bodies out of the lineup right now, and the Storm just have 9 forwards, 3 lines here for the Tri-City Storm. Not a luxury that they're looking forward to, but they're going to have to make do with what they've got here tonight. They have Thomas Aldworth, the affiliate player. He is in for his first USHL game tonight for the Storm. He'll play tonight and tomorrow. He's wearing number 18. Aldworth played for Cushing Academy this season in Massachusetts, and he's committed to Providence College. Comes in at 5'11", 185 pounds. He's a native of Keller, Texas. And Aldworth, the guy that Josh Howji and the coaching staff very excited to have with them this weekend. Very excited to have him as a player that will play next season for the Tri-City Storm. And he'll get a chance here tonight to play with Joel Esperance and Jared Linnell on the Storm's second line. Again, Storm with only 3 lines here tonight. A bunch of guys are out. They do have 7 defensemen dressed. And all the defensemen are healthy right now for the Tri-City Storm. And they will have a chance here to show what they've got against the Sioux City Musketeers. Battle of teams tied in 7th place right now. We'll see the winning team will hold on to 7th by their lonesome. Here on the Breeze, we'll take a quick break and come back with our complete nutrition game comparisons as well as our Applebee's Coach's Corner. Here it's the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right. Get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Tyson Event Center here in Sioux City. Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers doing battle tonight on a Friday night here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Let's look at tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season, Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of the Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Tri-City Storm coming in with a record of 22-31-7. They are in 7th place in the USHL's Western Conference. Sioux City also in 7th place. These two teams tied right now. The Musketeers with a record of 20-29-11. That's right, 11 overtime losses here for Sioux City this season. But they've all come in the first half of the year in their last 17. When I said they were 11-6 in their last 17, none of those games have gone to overtime. Tri-City on the road has a record of 9-16-5 away from the Viero Event Center this year. Sioux City is even at 500 at home, 13-13-4 here in front of their Musketeer faithful. 3 goals a game for the Tri-City Storm. That's their offensive standing right now. They're at 3 goals even, 10th in the USHL rankings. Sioux City, offensively, are just below the Storm in 11th, 2.92 goals per game for the Musketeers this season. Goals against, Tri-City has had some problems with their goaltenders injury-wise, and it's been tough for the Storm defensively down the stretch. 3.73 goals allowed for the Storm is 15th in the USHL. Sioux City allows 3.2 goals per game, and that's 9th in the league. Power play-wise, both these teams at the top in the USHL. The Storm, 20.9% this season on the power play. That's 3rd in the USHL. Sioux City just below the Storm, 20.6% on the power play, and that's 4th right behind the Storm. Penalty killing, Storm are 13th in the league with a 79.6% penalty killing rate. Sioux City is 11th in the league with an 80.2% rate. Penalty minutes, the Storm take an average of 14 penalty minutes per game. That's 15th out of 16 in the USHL. And Sioux City up in 4th in penalty minutes per game, 20.62 penalty minutes per game here for the Musketeers this season. They've definitely been to the box plenty. The Storm are 4-3 against Sioux City this season, and this is their final meeting of the 2012-13 season here at the Tyson Event Center. Now let's look inside the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, now open until midnight or later. Come check out our late night food and beverage features after 9 p.m. every day. Applebee's, see you tomorrow. And I got a chance to speak with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Algy. It's our Applebee's Coach's Corner.
Applebee's Coach's Corner here on The Breeze. Jared Shaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, here in Sioux City. Storm and Musketeers, their final meeting of the season here. And, Coach, some more bad news this week. You found out that you would be without a few more of your forwards, already short on the front lines, and now a few more guys that are out for the year here for you.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, Hakey Lidas and Jason Cotton are both going to be done for the season, and that's disappointing. But you know, at the same point, it's just kind of been the story of the season, and we're going to have to continue to keep working. And gives us a great opportunity to bring Thomas Aldworth in this weekend and see what he can do.
Yeah, you talk about Thomas Aldworth getting a chance to play in two games this weekend with you guys. Only nine forwards in the lineup, so he'll definitely see the ice plenty, I'm sure. And give us the scouting report here on Thomas Aldworth.
Yeah, probably as excited about getting Thomas in the lineup as any affiliate that we've had this year. I think that coming out of camp, he was one guy that we were very, very impressed with. He was a guy that would have made our hockey team if he would have chose to come. He felt that it was in his best interest to finish up at Cushing Academy, a pretty prestigious school, and really set himself up with a good college, and he did that this year, earning himself a commitment to Providence College. He's a dynamic player. He's got a high-end skill set. The knock on him right now would be that he doesn't finish every shift, doesn't compete hard all the time, but that's just a young player. Like he's so close to being very complete, and I think that's something that he really focused on this year and has really improved on. So we're really excited to get him in the lineup and see that dynamic ability and see it for 60 minutes.
Looking at tonight's game, last time you were here, offensive game, score went up pretty high here for you guys. Ended up losing 7-4. Are you expecting the same kind of game tonight? A lot of goals being scored?
Well, I mean, hopefully we're scoring a lot, but we gave up too many quality chances last time we were here. We didn't do a great job of limiting odd man rushes. We were taking some unnecessary chances, and it just overall wasn't a very sound performance by us. So hopefully we can bounce back here tonight. This is a tough place to win, but I feel like we're in a good spot mentally, and hopefully we play hard.
Do you think there's some more motivation? They've now tied you in the standings. Obviously, you never want to be that team that's in last place. How much motivation is it for you guys to try to stay ahead of these guys in the standings?
I think it's obviously motivation, but at the same point, I don't think we're checking the standings right now. Like it's not something that I personally we're out of the playoffs. I don't care where we finish. I want us to play good hockey and to win every night. That's where I'm at right now, and the competitor, and I think in all of us, doesn't want to finish last, but we don't want to finish seventh. We don't want to finish sixth. So we're gonna keep battling and end up where we end up. But the thing is that we keep coaching our guys, we keep improving, and our players keep working hard, and they get better, and we just keep putting ourselves in a spot that next year that these younger guys are getting better, and the guys that are going off to college are prepared and ready to go.
Tanner Creel in net tonight. Last time you guys were here, he got his first chance. And I think, like you said, if you asked him, he probably wanted a few of those back, seven goals allowed. Give him another chance here tonight against this team, and a chance for him to play some more time.
Yeah, he was much, much better his last outing against Des Moines. I think that you'll see a more relaxed Tanner in the pipes here tonight, and that'll be in that he's has a couple games under his belt, and I think he wants a little redemption against these guys, and I think we'll be much more sound and limit their chances, because last time we really hung Tanner out to dry.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm here joining us in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Josh, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jared.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers doing battle for the final time this season here at the Tyson Event Center. I'm Jared Shaffrin. Welcome back inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Let's get to tonight's lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you.
Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Visiting team Tri-City Storm, as I mentioned earlier in the pregame show, only 9 forwards in the lineup, but 7 defensemen here tonight for the Storm. Tri-City starting their line of Ben Foster, Ryan McMurphy, and Kyle Eastman. Foster will be on the left wing. Where's number 26? He's from Darien, Connecticut. He has 21 goals and 17 assists this season, split between both the Muskegon Lumberjacks and the Tri-City Storm. Came over to the Storm at the trading deadline. He'll start on the left wing tonight for Tri-City. Ryan McMurphy is in the center. He wears number 9, 6'1", 175 pounds, out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. McMurphy with 2 goals and 6 assists this season for Tri-City. And Kyle Eastman on the right wing. Eastman wears number 10. He's got 4 goals and 6 assists this season. He's a native of Angola, New York, and he's 6'2", 185 pounds. On defense, Tri-City will go with Johnny Hrabowski and Nolan Glukowski. Hrabowski wears number 3 at of Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. 4 goals, 8 assists this season for Hrabowski, committed to Air Force Academy. Glukowski wears number 5. He's a Wixom, Michigan native. 6 goals, 11 assists this season for Glukowski, and he is committed to St. Lawrence University. In net for the Tri-City Storm is number 33, Tanner Creel. Creel making his 3rd start of the season. 2nd time he's going to see this Sioux City team. Creel is 0-2, allowed 11 goals in those 2 starts after 7 here to Sioux City in his first game. And Creel looking for some revenge tonight. He's a Deer Park, Illinois native, and he's committed to Army. For the Sioux City Musketeers, they will start number 22, Connor McGlynn, on the left wing. 5 goals, 3 assists this season. Oakville, Ontario native, committed to Boston College. David Henry will be at the center, number 16, 6 goals, 13 assists this season. Foster City, California native, committed to the Air Force Academy. And on the right wing, Josh Erickson, number 10, 4 goals, 5 assists this season. Alaska Fairbanks commit, Rosso, Minnesota native. And on defense, we have Cliff Watson on the left defense. 2 goals, 6 assists this season. He wears number 25, Appleton, Wisconsin native. And he's an Ohio State commit and a San Jose Sharks draft pick. On the right defensive, Jared Kolkvist. 6 goals, 20 assists this season for the Hermantown, Minnesota native. He wears number 6 on the right defense, Jared Kolkvist for Sioux City. In net, it's Kyle Hayton. Hayton has won his last 5 starts. And so far, he is 10-8-4 this season with a 2.88 goals against average. We're going to take a quick break here for our national anthem and come back with the drop of the puck here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City on the Breeze, 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck draw. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We just underway here in Sioux City. Sioux City Musketeers won the opening faceoff. They're in their green uniforms with gold trim, green helmets, going left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City now has the puck deep into the Musketeer end, storming their white uniforms with black helmets tonight, purple trim and purple lettering and numbering on the back. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial here tonight. As Sioux City moves back through neutral ice, it's taken away by Ben Foster. And Foster gets a cross-ice pass a little too far ahead of Eastman. Goes all the way in. Icing waved off, though. Eastman goes and chases against Ryan Mantha and cannot win the battle. Sioux City brings the puck back to neutral ice. They turn it back over to Richard Burry, who finds Sasir on the far side. Now Burry on the near side. Burry in his own zone. Cross-ice pass taken away here by Montgomery. Montgomery with a quick shot. Nice save by Creel with the left pad. And the rebound comes over to Trevor Moore. Moore to neutral ice. Got it to Opperman for a second there. Storm came in onside. Opperman has it on his stick now at the top of the zone. Tries to get it down low to Trevor Moore. Went under his stick over to Ryan Mantha behind the net now. And now on the near side, it's moved around the near side wall. Cutler Martin has it for the Storm on the left point. Takes a shot deflection in front. And Hayton finds it through some traffic in front. And he stops play for the first time tonight. 18:40 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers underway at the Tyson Event Center. Becky Oney will take the faceoff now for Tri-City against Jake Gensel, one of the hottest players in the USHL. Gensel able to win it to Kapla, who puts it behind the net now on the near side. The puck is moved forward by the Musketeers to neutral ice. And Montgomery comes in onside on the far side. A shot towards the net. Creel makes the save there on Trevor Olsen. And now on the near side wall, puck comes free to Trevor Moore. Moore past the red line. Dumps it in deep. Tries to go get it. Jared Kolkfist is the first man there to Montgomery on the far side. Montgomery ahead. And here's Sioux City with a chance for 2-on-1. They move in onside. Gensel to the net. Chance in front. Olsen was there and takes the net off. Olsen went right into the net there. And a hooking call is whistled to Trevor Moore on the play. So Trevor Moore into the penalty box. Storm shorthanded right off the bat here. Just under 2 minutes into this game, Olsen kind of came out of control into the net, took the net off. Creel was able to avoid the play and get out of the way, but they ruled that Trevor Moore was the reason that Olsen went into the net with a hooking call. So Trevor Moore into the box for 2 minutes. Sioux City on the power play here. 20.6% with a man advantage for the Musketeers. The Storm clear all the way down off the faceoff. So Tri-City with a good start to their penalty kill, which is 13th in the league at 79.6%. Musketeers through neutral ice. Gensel in onside. Thomas down the right side. Centering pass went through. And Creel was there. Not sure if he got a piece of it, but now Gensel comes back with another shot that went wide. Rebound behind the net. Now on the near side, it's Gensel. Gensel up top for Kapla. Kapla back to Gensel at the top of the right circle. Now down low for a shot from Thomas, and Creel's there with the glove to make the save. He hangs on and stops play with 17:29 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game on the breeze. Tri-City Storm, Sioux City Musketeers. Trevor Moore in the penalty box for hooking for another minute and 26 seconds. Here early on in this game, face-off to the left of Tanner Creel, and Nick Magyar gets tossed out of the face-off circle. And now coming in to take it was Avery Peterson, but they toss him as well. Now Montgomery comes in, and the face-off is won by Sioux City. Pionk at the right point. Now Thomas to the left, back to Pionk. Pionk down low, pass was deflected by Maller into the corner, but picked back up by the Musketeers. And now it's in the left circle. Montgomery with a centering pass. It was blocked, got it back to Kolkfist. Now Pionk. Pionk through the center. It was taken away by Sasir. He couldn't clear. Kept in by Pionk. Up top, Kolkfist down low. Chance in front. Montgomery with the puck on the left circle. And now it's Kolkfist. Takes a shot. Creel's there with the glove, and he makes the save. Good-looking power play here for the Musketeers. Storm, though, have been active, getting in passing lanes. Big chance for Sasir to clear. He was unable to. 58 seconds remain on the penalty kill. Trevor Moore in the box for hooking right now for the Tri-City Storm. 17:01 left in the first. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Eli May able to get it around the boards and out all the way down the ice. Kyle Hayton plays the puck for the Musketeers, and now it's Kapla who brings it forward for Sioux City. Kapla on the far side finds his man there in onside, and Opperman took puck off the play, and now it's kept in once again by the Musketeers. Up top for Kapla. Kapla holding with Eastman on him. Now on the far side to Myers Moore, affiliate player who's in here for the Musketeers. And now Kapla. Kapla back to Gensel. Got some space. Down low he goes to Thomas. Centering pass broken up by Eli May. 17 seconds left in the penalty kill. Gensel at the top of the right circle. Gensel now at the top of the zone. Over to Kapla on the right point. Down low it goes for Thomas. Thomas in the near side corner. Down low behind the net to Olsen. Olsen in the far side corner. Final seconds of the power play. Shot from Moore. Was deflected. Rebounds loose in front. Went behind the net. Trevor Moore is out of the penalty box. We're back at even strength. Moore jumps right into the play. Plays in the near side corner now of the Sioux City. And Gensel throws it across to the far side. Myers Moore to a centering pass. So it was chipped up to Kapla. Kept it in. And he banked it off the backboards. Gensel with a shot. Save made by Creel. He looked for the top right corner and Creel was there. Rebound still loose. Up top is Kapla. Moving down low. Takes a shot and scores. Michael Kapla makes it 1-0 Sioux City. A lot of pressure for the Musketeers after the power play had expired. And a lot of pressure on Tanner Creel early on. Kapla had a point-blank shot, kept the puck in at the point, moved in down low, had a lot of space. And he beats Creel for the first goal of the night. It's 1-0 Sioux City, 15:38 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Tyson Event Center. Back lined up for the center ice faceoff here. It's going to be Joel Esperance and Nick Magyar. Musketeers ahead early. Sioux City has been hot the last couple months. Turning around what looked like just an absolute dismal season. They only had 6 wins into the month of December. But as they win the faceoff and shoot it in on Creel, they actually are whistled offside. So we get a stoppage here. Sioux City, although this season has not been a success for them, they will not make the playoffs. They really have turned things around, and they've gotten a lot of wins here in the second half of the year. And they're building towards next season. They have a lot of young players, a lot of young talent on their team. As the Storm win the faceoff, Sasir on the near side to Verbury. They now, the Musketeers, have a 1-0 lead 5 minutes into this game. Sasir ahead now. First shift for Thomas Aldworth. Aldworth takes a hit, dumps it in deep. And on the near side of the Sioux City end, it's taken by Lampasso. Outlet pass, and it's moved through neutral ice now by Lacroix. Cedric Lacroix dumps it in deep. Cutler Martin was there to play it, but it was stopped by Lampasso. Lampasso on the far side. Lampasso goes down, and the Storm take the puck to neutral ice. Lesperance got caught up and lost it, and now Aldworth comes in to try to take it from Lacroix. Aldworth with it on his stick here, neutral ice. Try to move in onside. He lost it right at the blue line. And now Lampasso has it back to Watson for Sioux City. Magyar chips it in deep. Eli May against Connor McGlynn in the near side corner. May able to shove him off the puck to Vecchione. And now it's moved up by Opperman on the far side. Finds Linnell through neutral ice. Linnell with a shot as he came into the zone. Got blocked. Second attempt, he got it down low. Pionk moves it to the near side for Sioux City, and they get it out of the zone. Nolan Glukowski on the ice for Tri-City now. Glukowski is behind his own net. And Eli May, fan on a pass. May gets it back, banks it off the backboards. Too far ahead of Glukowski. Erickson chips it to the center. And now Henry. Henry slips and falls by himself. Nobody there near him. And now Opperman takes it for Trevor Moore. Moore on the right side. Centering pass. Vecchione. Shot score! Vecchione ties the game at one on a goal by on a goal from a pass from Trevor Moore. Here, 13:53 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and Tri-City's on the board. Nice shot from Vecchione to the bottom left corner of the net. Trevor Moore found him as a trailer, and he was able to use a wrist shot and beat Kyle Hayton. Low left side of the net, got it right in that bottom left pocket. And it's tied up 1-1. Vecchione now on the season, I believe, has 22 goals, leading the Tri-City Storm this year. He was tied with Brian Ward. 22 apiece, now 23 for Vecchione, and we have a 1-1 game here in Sioux City. Musketeers start forward now, and Richard Burry has it on his stick. Now with Hrabowski in the Storm end. Storm rotating defensive partners tonight with seven dressed defensemen. Foster ran into the official there, but he was able to, on his way down, get the puck back into the Sioux City end. Kolkvist will start forward. Turned over to the Storm and neutral ice. Nice job by Foster. Foster lost his balance there on the far side. And McMurphy takes his man down as the puck went into the Storm end. He got it back to neutral ice. Now it's dumped in deep to the Tri-City end and picked up by Garrett Cecere on the near side. Cecere to neutral ice. Cecere ahead, chipped in deep by L'Esperance. And now it's moved on the near side by the Musketeers. Ryan Mantha played it in front of the net over to Myers Moore. L'Esperance with a lot of pressure here as Mantha cross-ice pass to neutral ice. Here's Montgomery with a chance for a rush. Montgomery finds the trailer. Shot was deflected and stick down by the goaltender. Creel now on deflection on a pass, and Olsen had an opportunity on the far side. Aldworth able to skate it to neutral ice, though, as the opportunity was wasted. Nice hit by L'Esperance on Olsen as he gets it back in deep. Dylan Maller to Cutler Martin here on the far side. Martin off the backhand over to Aldworth, and Aldworth through neutral ice. Aldworth makes a move around one player, comes in onside, leaves it for Linnell. Linnell around one man, takes a shot, save made by Hayton with the blocker. Rebound on the near side, Aldworth has it. Aldworth pinned into the glass by Gensel. Puck's worked out by the Musketeers. Montgomery on the far side, comes in onside. Almost overskated the puck, but got it in deep as he took a hit from L'Esperance. Now Cutler Martin behind his own net. 8 minutes gone by in the first. We have a 1-1 score here in Sioux City. Storm goal scored by Michael Vecchione as Eli May has the puck now. May dumps it all the way down. Icing waved off here as it's picked up by Kapla, who has the goal for the Musketeers. Up top, Glukowski with a shot. Save made. Hayton. Rebound was loose in front. Picked up by Kapla. And now here's the Musketeers with Cedric Lacroix. Finds Pionk, and now Lampasso's in onside on the near side. Back to Pionk. Takes a shot. It was blocked. Rebound loose in front. Loose on the doorstep, and it's taken away by Hrabowski. Hrabowski with a goal-saving play there, but he throws one all the way down. Icing waved off. Officials waving off a few icings here on the Storm. And now here comes Sioux City. Nick Magyar on the near side. Lost the puck to Richard Burry. Burry fires it over to Cecere on the far side, and now McMurphy. McMurphy through neutral ice. McMurphy in onside. McMurphy tries a toe drag move, gets the puck to the net. Save made by Hayton with the left pad. And Ben Foster finds Burry. Burry tees one up. Save made. Rebound loose. And it's picked back up by Watson. Cecere able to kick it in, keep it in at the point. Now it's Foster who settles it down. Makes a great move, but gets taken off the puck. And now McMurphy gets it back. Good work by this line here. McMurphy, Foster, and Eastman as the Sioux City's finally able to get it back to the Storm end, where Burry plays it for Tri-City. Richard Burry on the near side. Stops things, goes back behind the net. Gives it to Eastman on the far side. Eastman ahead for Foster. Foster in onside. Left it for L'Esperance, who overskated it, but Eastman picks up the loose puck. Eastman dumps it in deep. Foster's there. Takes a big hit there. As going down was Erickson. Now Eastman to the net. Eastman tried a centering pass, so it was blocked. And it's out of the zone. Maller couldn't keep it in. Good pressure by the Storm here over the last minute or so as it's dumped in deep once again by Foster. Hayton to slow it down behind the Sioux City net. Played by Mantha on the near side corner. Cross-ice pass out of the zone. Glukowski slaps it back in deep. Hayton sticks it down once again, and Ryan Mantha has it. Around to the near side for Schmidt. Eli May comes in to keep it in on the near side wall. Nice job by May. Tying things up here in the near side corner. Now the puck pops around for Joel L'Esperance, and he's got it with Schmidt on the near side wall. It's played forward. Aldworth comes in to help. Aldworth finds the puck. Aldworth on the near side wall lost it, though. And now Aldworth left it for Linnell, trying to get it back. Taken away by the Musketeers. They got room to skate. Here's Mantha on the near side. Mantha in onside. Mantha centering pass. Nice tie up there by L'Esperance on the far side. And now it's pucks loose behind the Storm. And Eli May has it and throws it around to the far side wall. Aldworth trying to chip it out. Can't do it. And a shot was blocked in front there by L'Esperance. And now Linnell's got it. Linnell comes in onside, has two players on him, and he just dumps it in deep. Nice job by Jared Linnell. Vecchione comes in to get it. Vecchione behind the net with help from Opperman. Puck's cleared around the near side. Burry keeps it in deep. On the backboards now, Opperman, Vecchione are there for the Storm. Myers, Moore, and Pionk there for the Musketeers. On the far side, Hrabowski kept it in with a backhand. Now on the far side wall, it's cleared up to the top of the zone and out by the Musketeers. Now past the red line and in onside. Nice job by the Storm, though. They take the puck away again. Trevor Moore. Moore with speed. Found Opperman. Opperman holding. Left it off for Burry. Burry with a slap shot was blocked. And here come the Musketeers with an odd-man rush. Gensel on the near side. Gensel at the right point. Gensel, one player, takes a shot. Save made by Creel. Creel covers up. Stoppage with 8:17 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City, Sioux City, tied 1-1. And a big save by Tanner Creel, his best so far, I believe. As Gensel came in with an odd-man rush. And Creel stood his ground. Gensel was able to deke around one sliding player on the right circle, goes right to the net, and Creel stood his ground, made the save, and stopped play. Once again, 8:17 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Nebraska Lottery, a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey all season. And they want to make sure you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 41,000 college scholarships. They've also helped save many Nebraska wildlife habitats and have funded new facilities at the state fair. The Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at anylottery.com. 1-1 game here between the Storm and the Musketeers. Goals scored by Michael Kapla, as well as another Michael, and that's Michael Vecchione for the Tri-City Storm. On that Vecchione goal, by the way, we want to get you the assist. We know Trevor Moore had the first assist. And there's going to be a faceoff to the left of Creel to restart play here in the Storm end. The second assist on that goal, by the way, went to Grant Opperman. So the faceoff was won by Sioux City, but taken away by Ryan McMurphy. And now here's Foster in neutral ice. Foster banks it in deep. Foster now going to chase against Pionk. It's moved into the near side corner, and Pionk has it. Pionk makes a cross-ice pass that's caught up in neutral ice and taken away by Kyle Eastman. Back to Cecere. Cross-ice pass chipped by Foster onto the near side wall, and in deep, icing waved off as Kapla gets run into the boards by Kyle Eastman. And now here comes the Musketeers. It's Montgomery on the far side. Montgomery had his puck poke checked off his stick, but Kapla picked it up, fired one in on Creel. He made the save. Rebound came to Gensel, who tried a centering pass that was blocked by Martin. Now Martin seals off Gensel nicely. And the puck's on the far side wall. McMurphy lifted it ahead. Opperman chips it back to Cecere. And Cecere puts it back into the Sioux City end, where it's Cliff Watson who plays it for Kolkvist. Kolkvist starts forward with Magyar. Storm stopped the play and neutral ice. Back to Watson. Chipped in deep by Lacroix. Creel behind the net, now to Glukowski, who wraps it to the far boards. And Opperman tried to chip it out. He couldn't. Lampasso comes in to keep it in. He dumps it in deep. Magyar's got it, but taken away by Glukowski. And now Trevor Moore lifts one. A bouncing puck to neutral ice. Here's Vecchione with a 2-on-1. Vecchione and Opperman. Opperman with the shot. He missed the net. And he broke his stick on the shot. Great setup by Vecchione. Opperman tried a one-timer, and he missed the net by breaking his stick. Now here's Lampasso on the near side. Lampasso in onside, threw one to the net. Creel got a piece of it, put it in the corner. Aldworth had the rebound and gets it to Vecchione. Now Trevor Moore. Moore skating into the offensive zone. Moore on the left side. Shot save made by Hayton with his mask. Rebound, Les Bruns. Shot saved by Hayton. Rebound on the far side, now kept in by Maller. Maller at the center of the zone. Shot deflection, and it goes to the backboards. Aldworth was in front there, and Aldworth picks up the rebound. Aldworth into the corner. He took a hit, turned the puck over to Myers Moore. And now Mantha takes a hit from Aldworth. Aldworth went down on that hit. Nice forecheck from Lesbrons. Almost took it away. And now Nick Magyar to neutral ice. Gets to the red line. Dumps in deep. Storm out to get it. It's Creel behind his net for Maller. On the far side, Aldworth. Cross-ice pass to Linnell. Linnell passed the red line. Threw it in deep. Linnell will go and chase. Linnell took a hit there. Moved the puck towards the net. Hayton had to be prepared to make a save, as Ryan Mantha steered out of harm's way for the Musketeers. And now Myers Moore behind the net. Moore starting forward with Eastman giving him some pressure. Chipped in deep to the Storm end. Eli May will be the first one to get it there. May on the near side for Cecere. He found McMurphy, and now to Linnell in neutral ice. Linnell back to McMurphy. In onside. McMurphy drop pass. Here's a shot and just went over the net. Eastman with a good-looking wrist shot from the high slot, but he missed the net high. Pionk now. past the red line. Pionk in onside to the center. Shot saved by Creel. Rebound was loose dangerously. And it was dumped in deep once again. Now on the far side, it's Cecere who lifts it into neutral ice, where there was a charging Foster that gave pressure to Pionk, but he couldn't get the puck. And now it's Thomas with a backhanded shot that went wide through the crease. And Opperman tried to move it out of the zone. He couldn't. It's kept in by Avery Peterson. Grand Rapids, Minnesota native. Kicked ahead by Opperman, and Vecchione out to neutral ice. Rolling back to Cliff Watson. Watson got it out of the zone. Opperman's got it neutral ice. Opperman with a lot of pressure lost the puck. Here comes Peterson. Centering pass. Cutler Martin tied up his man in the center. And the puck goes into the corner. 4:27 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 1-1 game between these two teams here in Sioux City. Down low in the far side corner of the Storm end, it's Cliff Watson who's in deep. And he leaves it for a teammate. Thomas tried a centering pass. It was deflected to the near side wall. Foster on trying to win that battle. He does. Banks it to neutral ice. Thomas lost it to Opperman. Opperman in onside. He's just going to dump it in deep. Smart play by Grant Opperman. Going back to get it is Watson. Watson behind the Sioux City net with pressure. Got it out to neutral ice. Eli May is the first man there for it in the Storm end. May trying to get away from Trevor Olsen. Able to move the puck to the far side corner. Glukowski takes a hit there and plays the puck to L'Esperance, but they can't get it out. Shot from the point was blocked. Rebounds loose in front. L'Esperance just drops his man. And a great hit by L'Esperance there. But the puck is still in the zone. Mantha kept it in at the right point. Goes down low. Eli Mays got it with 3:30 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Move now to the far side for Aldworth. Aldworth to neutral ice. Aldworth in onside. Puck was chipped in deep. Aldworth first man to get it. Tried a backhand pass in front. It was deflected. And now on the near side wall, Burry comes in to keep it alive. Aldworth couldn't get it on his stick. And now it's Mantha who has it. Sioux City out to neutral ice. It's Jake Gensel on the near side. Gensel in onside, and he dumps it in deep. Picked up by Hrabowski. Nice play by Johnny Hrabowski. Takes a shove in the corner. Lost the puck to Gensel. Gensel in the near side. Up top for Pionk. Pionk moves down low. Limpasso's there. He takes a hit from L'Esperance. 2:50 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Still tied 1-1 here in Sioux City. Gensel within the near side corner. Centering pass. Shot from Lacroix was blocked in front. I think it hit the big body of Richard Burry. Burry back to neutral ice. Carrying the puck forward in onside. Burry stops at the right point. Shot. Deflection in front. Linnell is there. And he couldn't get the rebound. It trickles over to Lampasso on the near side. And he finds a pass for Lacroix. Neutral ice. Lacroix dumps it in on Creel. Creel nicely steers it into the far side corner. And Sioux City with possession. Centering pass taken away by Linnell. And he will try to steer it out of harm's way. Playing it to Cecere. Cecere tried to get it to Burry, but it went through his through under his stick. Limpasso with a shot. Deflection in front went wide. And now Aldworth on the far side can't get it out. Sioux City with a dangerous shift here. Kaplan with a shot. Save made. And the rebound, with some traffic in front, is covered up. Couple whacks at the rebound there for the Musketeers. On a shot by Kaplan that was saved by Tanner Creel. Creel found that rebound and held on with exactly 2 minutes left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Tyson Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1 in what has been a fast-moving first period with not many stoppages here. A well-played period by both sides. Face-off to the right of Creel now. Foster is upset with the official about something as he gets in a few words before the puck gets dropped. David Henry against Ryan McMurphy on the faceoff. And scrum 4-1 by the Musketeers. Watson down low. Centering pass shot by Connor McGlynn. Save made by Creel into the near side corner. Rebounds fought for, and Foster tried to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. And Eastman tried to do it on a second attempt. Shot came in by Erickson. Save made by Creel. Rebound to Sioux City. One-timer shot deflection by Cutler Martin went wide. And now Henry from the far side. Wrist shot save Creel. Rebound here on the near side. Sioux City with a good amount of pressure here in the last minute or two. Storm trying to get it out of the zone. In the far side corner, Erickson gets hit by Martin. Got the puck free, now got it back. Erickson moved around a player. Shot from his knees went wide. Rebound on the near side here with a minute 10 left to go in the period. Storm still stuck in their own end. It's moved around. Foster able to finally chip it to neutral ice. And now we get a whistle for an offside on the Musketeers. 1 minute and 4 seconds remain here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. We've had two goals. The first one was from Michael Kapla. Assists go to Jared Thomas and Trevor Olson at 4:22. Then the Storm responded less than 2 minutes later. Vecchione from Trevor Moore and Grant Opperman. Faceoff won by the Musketeers. And they have the puck in neutral ice here. Ryan Mantha, cross ice pass over to Myers Moore. Moore came in onside, dumped it deep. Trevor Moore found the puck that was loose but couldn't get control of it. As Peterson threw one across the way, shot went wide of Creel. Rebound here with 40 seconds left in the period. Played by the Musketeers. Shot on Creel. He makes the save, and rebound goes into the netting. So Tanner Creel seeing a lot of rubber here. There's been 14 shots on net by Sioux City. Tri-City with just six, but we got a 1-1 score. 38 seconds remain in the first frame here at the Tyson Event Center. And the last couple minutes have been dominated by the Musketeers. Storm just trying to keep things alive here as the faceoff was to the left of Creel. Scrum four, won by Vecchione. Put it down low for Roboski. Roboski in the far side for Sasir. Now Opperman trying to get it to neutral ice. He did to Trevor Moore. Moore ahead for Vecchione in onside. Left it for Moore. Shot deflected wide of the net. Rebound Sasir. Kept it in, put it in the air. A bouncing puck picked up by Vecchione. Takes a shot. Save made by Hayton with the right pad. Rebound on the near side corner. Mantha brings it around to the far side. 10 seconds left in the period. Storm pressing here for the final seconds. It's up to the top of the zone. Vecchione couldn't keep it in. And now the last couple seconds tick off with Roboski having the puck on his stick. That'll be it for the first 20 minutes in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm allow an early one, but got right back into the game, and that's where we stand. 1-1 the score after 20 minutes here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. We'll take a break here on the Breeze and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Storm Hockey and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska are teaming up once again to fight cancer. The annual Jerseys for a Cause program presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is back. Storm by the Viera Wireless Guest Services tend at Storm home games and purchase a $1 jersey raffle ticket and help fight cancer. Each Storm game, one of the game-worn pink in the ring jerseys will be raffled off with the monthly proceeds going to an organization in the Tri-Cities. In the 2011-2012 season, the program generated over $10,000 for organizations. This year, the program will benefit the Tackle Cancer Fund, Buffalo County Relay for Life, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Grand Island St. Francis Hospital Cancer Center, the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, and the Mary Lanning Hospital Cancer Center in Hastings. So join the Storm and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska in an effort to fight cancer in our area. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, count on us to be there when you need us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After one period of play here in Sioux City, we have a tie score. It's 1-1 between the Musketeers and the Tri-City Storm. Two goals scored earlier on in the period, one from the Storm's Michael Vecchione, the other from the Musketeers' Michael Kapla. We're inside our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And here to help us for the Stadler implement period recap is the Tri-City Storm forward, Jason Cotton. Jason, how's it going?
Not bad, Jared. How about you?
Pretty good here. One period down here in Sioux City, and you've been able to see your team on the ice here for 20 minutes tonight. What's your first impression of your team tonight?
It's a pretty quick game right now, pretty good pace. I feel like we got to get more shots on net. Sioux City, they're getting to the front more than us, and we got to keep doing that.
Absolutely. That's something obviously your coaching staff is going to stress. You're getting outshot. Right now they've got it at 19-7, added a couple shots there later. But it seems like your goaltender, Tanner Creel, guy who's in his third game, handling it pretty well so far.
Yeah. He's a new kid to the league. He's played a few games, but I feel like he's done a really good job, coming in, adjusting well, and he's been playing great so far.
And one of your old teammates and one of your future teammates in the lineup tonight, that's Thomas Aldworth. Guys played together a little bit, you were telling me, in Texas. He's getting his first action tonight. What did you see through his first two couple shifts?
You can never be too sure. First game in the USHL is always a huge adjustment. It's definitely a huge change, but for the most part, he touched the puck a few times. He's doing all the things he can, so hopefully move forward from there.
Now you're out with an injury. A bunch of your teammates sitting with you also out with an injury. Obviously the frustrating news this week, hearing that you're not going to be able to get on the ice for the rest of this season. Obviously, just maybe more fuel for next season. Is that how you're looking at it at this
point? Absolutely. More hungry in the weight room, trying to get ready for next year. It's definitely a big summer for me, and, hopefully, the summer can carry on to the next season and start off really strong.
Obviously, the next season is something everybody's looking forward to at this point. Seems like you guys have a really good group of guys that are going to come back and be with this team, a good core coming into next season.
Absolutely. We got a lot of returning guys, also a lot of guys moving on, but, forwards, me, Les Bronze, Eastman, guys, that got a year under their belt and understand, what it takes to win, and just day in and day out, hard work. So,
how much do you think your outlook will change coming into next season, knowing that you've played a full season here in this league and you've been there, you've seen what you have to do to win in this league? How much is that going to help you?
For me, definitely a ton. I played, midget hockey last year under 16, against, guys younger than I was. So getting a year under my belt, playing against older guys, getting the experience definitely is going to help me, how I'm going to prepare and, physically and mentally for next year.
And so you're almost done with your first season in Kearney. And Kearney, obviously a unique place to play, a little bit different than some of the other cities in the USHL. What's been your favorite part of hanging out in Kearney this year?
For me, Kearney is just such a small town, and kind of everybody knows everybody. It's just the guys. We all small high school. All the guys know us. All the kids at the school know us. It's not like a city like Chicago. Where it's a huge city and it's not that big. We're kind of the talk of the town a bit. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Now you're a guy who's pretty big on Twitter here for the team, and you had to change your Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Middle of the season. What happened there?
Well, for personally, I'm a big Twitter guy. It got annoying.
Too much hype?
Yeah, exactly. You think attention would be good, but sometimes you just got to lay off. And so I took a week or two off and decided to start low key and just gonna keep going from there.
Just build it back
exactly,
up.
Yeah.
Build it back up. Do it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So Jason Cotton, you can find him on Twitter. You can find most of the team on Twitter as well. These guys are they're pretty active. They're always having a good time with social media. You can find the Tri-City Storm on Twitter as well. At Tri-City Storm is our Twitter handle, and we're always providing some updates with the guys this year. And late in the year, a little bit frustrating with all these injured guys out, but big things. Looking forward to seeing you back on the ice next year. And thanks for joining us here, Jason.
Thanks, Jared.
Jason Cotton of the Tri-City Storm forward here, joining us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report for the Stadler Implement Period Recap. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto, as well as your Valentino's trivia question of the night. We got a good one for you here tonight, so stick around here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
ABC Drug is your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy in the Kearney Center. So when you shop ABC, your money stays local. Justin at ABC Drug, Quickie Notes, a guide for writing notes for thank yous, get wells, sympathy, and more. Also in John Deere and Case IH toys, trinkets, wind chimes, and garden flags. ABC Drug Health Mart, under the big green awning, downtown Kearney, the bricks.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Dot.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Let's take it down south. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Dot. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Tri-City Storm are tied 1-1 with the Sioux City Musketeers here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Goals scored by Michael Kapla and Michael Vecchione. Just a couple minutes apart early on in the first. Only penalty of the first went to Trevor Moore for hooking 1:56 in, and the Storm killed that successfully. Tanner Creel with 18 saves on 19 shots in that first period. Kyle Hayton, six saves on seven shots. And that's where we are after one period of play. Let's take a look at tonight's out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Couple games going on, of course, in the USHL here, the final two weekends of the regular season. Youngstown has a 4-1 lead on Team USA in the third period in Ann Arbor. 4-1, Youngstown Phantoms in the lead. Green Bay Gamblers ahead 3-1 on the Muskegon Lumberjacks after two periods of play. Omaha and Lincoln, a big series there between two rivals in the state of Nebraska. Omaha and Lincoln tied 1-1. 3:53 left in the first period. Now, that series, the Storm fans should be watching closely as well, as Lincoln has a chance to clinch the first ever Good Life Cup. If Lincoln picks up any points this weekend, they will clinch the Good Life Cup title. The two goals in this one after one period, or they're late in the first period, Zach Aston-Reese from Paul Ledoux for Lincoln and Dominic Roccobaldo from Matthew Gaudreau for Omaha. It's tied 1-1. Storm fans, you'll be rooting for Omaha in that one as you're trying to stay in contention for the Good Life Cup. Storm will face Lincoln twice next week, and they need to win those two games, and they need Lincoln to drop both of them to Omaha this week to become Good Life champions. Cedar Rapids and Chicago are scoreless in Chicago. Waterloo and Dubuque are also scoreless, just underway in Dubuque. And Sioux Falls at Fargo tonight, scoreless as well, just underway in Fargo. Those are our matchups tonight. That's our out-of-town scoreboard look presented by Midway Auto Group. Now let's take a look at the trivia question of the night presented by Valentino's. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. We've got something for everyone. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. And tonight, Valentino's will be giving away a free buffet. If you can get the question right and tweet it at us, at Tri-City Storms, our Twitter handle. Tonight's question is, What is Ryan McMurphy's actual first name? His first name is not Ryan McMurphy, although that is what he goes by, and that's what we'll continue to call him. But that is not his first name. We're looking for the first name of Ryan McMurphy. If you know it, a little bit tougher tonight, fans. You can tweet it at us, at Tri-City Storm. The winning answer will be picked, and we'll receive a free buffet from Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. We'll get you the answer at the conclusion of the second period. Right now, after one, Tri-City and Sioux City are tied 1-1 here at the Tyson Event Center in their final matchup of the season. Storm have won three out of the first seven, looking to take the season series and stay ahead of the Musketeers in the Western Conference standings as the two teams are tied right now in seventh place. We'll take a quick break and come back with your second period on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Everyone wants more. At Vieira Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Vieira Wireless today.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on The Breeze, 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
We're ready for the second period here in Sioux City. Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers for the final time this season. They're back on the ice in a 1-1 game right now. Tanner Creel has been the star for the Storm. 18 saves on 19 shots. The Musketeers did give the Storm a lot of pressure in that period. And the Storm were able to really fend off a lot of those chances, and Creel was big in the net for Tri-City. He was able to get in front of some loose pucks, stop play when he could. And in a guy who's only in his third USHL game, he's looking good so far through 20 minutes. For the Musketeers, who are back onto the ice right now, they need some more out of some of their big offensive forwards. And we'll see if they can get it here in the second period. Once again, goals have been scored by two Michaels. Michael Capua for the Musketeers and Michael Vecchione for Tri-City. Under 2 minutes apart, the goals came in the first, and that's all we've seen on the scoreboard. As Tri-City is back on the ice with, they will start with McMurphy, Eastman, Foster, and looks like they're going to go with Bukowski and Roboski. Same starting lineup for Tri-City with Tanner Creel in net. Here in Sioux City, where the Storm have won one out of three times, they won their first time here. Johnny Roboski scored the game-winning goal. It was quite the game for the Storm. Roboski had one. Trevor Moore looked good in that game as well. And the Storm had the win. But their last two times they've been here in Sioux City have resulted in losses. Storm looking to go 500 here in Sioux City this season. For the second period, Tri-City will go from left to right on your radio dial. And Sioux City will go from right to left here, switching sides. McMurphy will go against David Henry on the opening faceoff. And it is won by the Musketeers. Colquist on the near side for Watson. And Henry in neutral ice. Now Watson dumps it in deep. Creel able to settle it down behind the net. Had a little trouble with it. Got it to McMurphy. McMurphy ahead for Foster. And Foster to Eastman in neutral ice. Eastman dumps it in deep with the backhand. Goes and chases. Gets taken down. No call coming. And now it's moved out to neutral ice. Foster got it back for the Storm. Found Cecier. Now Eastman chips it back into the Sioux City end. Not deep. As it's moved by the Musketeers. Cliff Watson in their own end still. Colquist now intercepted and neutralized by Trevor Moore, but taken away by Henry. Henry in on side, leaves it for Colquist, takes a shot. Save made by Creel, but he moves it all right. He moved the puck right into the middle. And an easy goal for the Musketeers. Creel made that save and used his stick just to sweep it right to the slot. And the rebound was banged home. Might have been by Connor McGlynn here just 46 seconds into the period. It was Connor McGlynn who actually, Creel almost got back into position. Creel makes that save, and that's just a case of he moved that rebound right into the middle of the slot. And McGlynn, it went right to McGlynn. He took a shot that was deflected, and it went into the back of the net. So we have a 2-1 Musketeer lead 46 seconds into the second period. After I just was singing Creel's praises here in the first period, that was not the play he was looking for after making a good save. But the rebound ends up behind him, and we have a 2-1 hockey game. Maller on the far side for Trevor Moore off the faceoff. The Storm have it. It's Cutler Martin. Martin in onside. Martin with a shot that went over the net. Rebound on the near side. Maller put it out of play. And the faceoff will come to neutral ice when we restart play. Minute and 4 seconds in to the second period. Musketeers with a 2-1 lead over the Tri-City Storm. Goal scored by Connor McGlynn from Jared Colquist. Puck's now deep in the Musketeer end. And Mantha has it. Mantha on the far side lost it to Trevor Moore. Moore at the top of the zone. Lost it to Olsen. Now Trevor Olsen in onside, dumps it in deep. Gensel goes to get it. Gensel with Maller on him, stops behind the net, gets shoved into the glass. And now Olsen had it. Cutler Martin's on him. Gensel centering pass, chipped up to the top. Moore with a shot, deflects off the crossbar. Oh, that one got behind Creel, but it rang off the crossbar and out. Now a chance in front for Olsen, and he scores. Trevor Olsen on a one-timer, and it's 2 goals in the first 2 minutes here for the Musketeers. They lead 3-1 over Tri-City. Not the second period start that the Storm wanted here, as Tanner Creel looks so good early on in this game, has now been victimized twice in the first minute 45 of the period. Just an easy one-timer. Olsen with nobody on him, wide open in the slot, bangs home a one-timer to the bottom left corner of the net. Maller was there, but couldn't get down fast enough to try to block the shot. And it is 3-1 Sioux City. Face-off back at center ice, won by the Musketeers, as they now have quickly taken a 3-1 lead in what was a tie game after one. It's now 3-1. Storm dumping in deep. Played by Pionk behind his own net. Pionk on the far side now for the Musketeers. They start forward. In onside, Avery Peterson. Peterson to the far side. Centering pass went through. And now back out to neutral ice. Schmidt has it for the Musketeers. Peterson had it, lost it to Aldworth. Aldworth got it back to Linnell. Now Aldworth tried to move around a player. He lost the puck. And here's a shot that went wide left by Kyle Schmidt. Kept in by the Musketeers. Schmidt up top for Kapla on the left point. Now on the right point for Pionk. Pionk with some pressure. Linnell takes it away. Aldworth here on the far side. Aldworth carrying it to the net. Allworth with some strength there. Threw it to the center. Went through the crease. Lukowski slapped at it. Kept it in. Lukowski put it down deep. And Pionk moved it around to the far side. Skipped over Roboski's stick. And all the way down to the Storm end. Picked up by Jared Linnell. Linnell behind the net. Takes a hit but moves it to Lukowski. McMurphy has it in the far side corner. He takes a big hit. And it's taken back by the Musketeers. Here's Watts on the left point with a shot. Deflection in front. Never got all the way through. Eastman's got it. Kyle Eastman behind his net. Eastman on the far side. Backhands it into neutral ice. Linnell able to... Eastman hits a guy in neutral ice there, but continues to play. Here's McMurphy with a shot. Save made by Kyle Ayton. Nice job there by McMurphy just to throw some rubber on net. 16:41 remaining here in the second period. Musketeers have a 3-1 lead. They've gotten two goals early on here in the second. McGlynn from Colquist and then Olsen from Gensel. Gensel keeps that point streak alive. 18 straight games now with a point for Jake Gensel. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Shot off the crossbar! And the light went on. Foster hits really actually the on the right corner of the net. The combination of the post and the crossbar. And icing looked like it was waved off there as it was deep in the Storm. And now a shot from Watson went wide. McGlynn on the far side up top. Another shot was blocked in front by Roboski. Now Limpasso on the far side. Kept it in. Colquist backhanded it in deep. And now McGlynn on the far side. McGlynn up top for Watson. Watson trying to move around Eastman. Moves around a hit. Gets it down low for Magyar. Buries on him. Magyar on the near side. Centering pass. Erickson fan on a shot. Magyar picks it up. Finds Colquist on the far side point. Shot was blockered away by Creel. And now Eastman throws a hit, but Magyar keeps it in. Shot was deflected, and now it's taken by Foster. Over to McMurphy. Couldn't get it in deep. Taken away by Erickson. Erickson ahead, all the way ahead for Roboski. Roboski dumps it in deep. It's going to be an icing. Waved off. Here is a Sioux City player was too close to the puck, they say. And now it's back in the Storm, and it's Cecere. Cecere, long cross-ice pass, deflected by Trevor Moore in deep. Hayton steers it behind the net to Watson. Watson ahead to the Musketeers. McGlynn in onside with Erickson. Martin took it away and banked it back out to neutral ice. Now on the far side, Trevor Moore tried to get to it, and there it is. Here's Opperman. Opperman with space, makes a move, lost the puck though, and now it's Erickson on the far side. Erickson got past Cutler Martin, got it in deep, but decided not to chase and went for a line change. To Sear took a hit there from Henry, but it was moved from Vecchione to Opperman. Opperman on the far side. Opperman. Little saucer pass to Cecere. Cecere cross-ice pass through neutral ice. Could be an icing here on Tri-City. It is whistled at 14:46 remaining in the second period. Faceoff will be back in the Storm end. First stoppage we've gotten since Ben Foster rang the puck off the pipe. And the light went on, but no review here in Sioux City as I think it pretty clearly clanged off the post. Faceoff was won by the Storm here in the near side. Opperman couldn't move it as Moore put it down low for Olsen. Olsen up top. Shot from Mantha. Save made by Creel. Off the near side. Walvecchione finds Trevor Moore. Went a little bit too far ahead of him. And he had to be regrouped. Trevor Moore able to backhand it in deep. Picked up by Ryan Mantha. Mantha off the backboards to the near side. Nice job by Eli May. Tried to come in and get it. Held the play up on the far side wall. And now it's loose for the Musketeers as it's brought out by Myers Moore. And it's dumped in by Montgomery. Now Linnell on the near side. Linnell moves around Montgomery and starts forward. Jared Linnell to neutral ice. Linnell in on side. Far side. Found Lesperance. Shot with a backhand. Went wide. Rebound is chipped in by Glukowski, but now carried out by Montgomery. And Gensel back to Montgomery. In on side. Back to Gensel. Gensel, dangerous in the slot area. Nice job by Lesperance, taking the puck away. Here's Allworth. Allworth couldn't get around Pionk to try to get a rush. And now here comes the Musketeers back in onside. It was Schmidt who got the puck taken off his stick, but Thomas hops off the bench to play it. Kapla overskated it. Now here's Allworth on the near side. Allworth on the right circle. Allworth makes a move, takes a shot. Save made by Hayton. Nice job by Allworth there. But now here comes the Musketeers once again. Peterson with a wrist shot. Save made by Creel, and he hangs on. 13:16 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-1 to the Musketeers after two early goals in the second period by Sioux City. It is 3-1 Musketeers. Faceoff is to the right of Tanner Creel. Creel in this game has now made 22 saves on 25 shots. Storm have just 9 shots on net. And Kyle Hayton has made 8 saves. Faceoff won by the Musketeers. Kaplan with a shot that was blocked by Eastman. Eastman gets around Kaplan here on the near side. Eastman in onside, threw one to the center, and a big shot by McMurphy. He was hooked from behind. A penalty upcoming to Sioux City. A hooking call. Great pass from Eastman. Found McMurphy streaking towards the net right in the middle of the slot. McMurphy, from his knees, able to get a shot off and draws a Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Penalty was to Jared Thomas for hooking. Storm on the power play. They win the faceoff, and Glukowski's got it with a shot. Deflection in front by Eastman, and it was saved by Hayton. The rebound gets cleared all the way down. Nice job by Eastman creating that traffic in front. Hayton got to that puck, and now Glukowski has it for Tri-City. 140 left on the Century 21-man advantage. Dumped in deep by Opperman, and it's cleared all the way down again by the Musketeers. Storm with the third-best power play in the league, 20.9% of the man advantage. Sioux City on the penalty kills 11th in the league at 80.2%. Storm out of their own ends. Glukowski now in neutral ice. Glukowski dumps it in deep, wrapped around to the near side. L'Esperance cut it off, left it for Cutler-Martin. Martin dumps it in deep, and it's moved to the near side corner now. Picked up by Foster with a shot, save made by Hayton. Rebound, Cutler-Martin. Martin at the left point, flips it in deep. It bounces behind the net, wrapped around the near side. Glukowski keeps it in. Glukowski moves around one man. Down low, had an open man in Opperman, but taken away by Nick Magyar. And Magyar plays it forward. It's dumped in by Henry. Henry will go and chase. Glukowski ties him up. Seconds ticking off of the power play. Here's the Storm puck free. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. It's Trevor Moore. Moore overskated it, neutral ice. He's got a retreat just ahead of the red line, dumps it in deep. 32 seconds left in the man advantage. Mantha able to get it and clear it all the way down off the side of the glove of Creel. 23 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. It's Sasir. Sasir to neutral ice. Now Vecchione on the near side. Vecchione in onside. Back to Linnell. Linnell with some space. Leaves it for Sasir. Faked out a shot down low. Had Trevor Moore. Went under his stick. Moore able to get it in the far side corner. Moore with 5 seconds left in the man advantage with Vecchione. Now Sasir, second stick down with a shot that's deflected to the far side. Musketeers back to full strength. Vecchione on the far side leaves it for Moore. Moore gets taken down and gets right back on his feet and gets it to Linnell. Now it's Roboski. Roboski holding. Roboski down low. Roboski in the corner now behind the net. And a centering pass deflected. Rebound comes on the near side. Sasir keeps it in. Banks it off the backboards. Watson's got it with space. Watson off the far side. Out to neutral ice. And now it's Roboski. Nice pass from Roboski to Linnell. Dangerous. Went back to Sasir. Now here's McMurphy. McMurphy in onside. McMurphy with a shot. Save. Hayton. Rebound was loose. And Hayton finds it with the glove. As he was on his knees, he's covering it up. 10:24 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing the Sioux City Musketeers 3-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff is going to be to the left of the Musketeers goalie, Kyle Hayton. Ben Foster is going to take this one. McMurphy, who's the center on this line, is on the wing. Eastman comes in to try to grab it right off the draw, and it's picked up by the Musketeers. Foster is all over Gensel. Gensel moves it behind the net, and Kaplan on the near side. Roboski ties up Montgomery, kept in deep. Nice pressure by this Storm line, but now the Musketeers come away with it. In neutral ice, it's chipped by Roboski. Almost hit Montgomery in the face there as Olsen tries to bring it to the center. Kicked away by Burry. Up top, Pionk with a shot, deflection in front. Never got through, and now Foster tried to play to Eastman on the near side. Kept in by the Musketeers. Gensel behind the net. Centering pass was blocked. Burry swings it around the far side, kept in by Pionk. Pionk on the far side. Gensel. Gensel in the center. Top of the zone, down low, went under the stick of Capel. He's got it in the near side corner. Over to Olsen on the far side wall. Sioux City with a good possession here. Cycling well. Gensel in the near side corner. Now Eastman takes it away, gets hit by Olsen, and it's taken by Foster. Foster in onside, just try to throw a shot on net. It's deflected out of play. And the Storm will have an offensive faceoff, offensive zone faceoff when we resume play. 9:18 remaining here in the second period. 3-1 lead for the Musketeers. It was 1-1 after one period, and Sioux City scored two goals in the first minute 45 of the second. Connor McGlynn from Jared Kolkfist, 46 seconds in, and Trevor Olsen from Jake Gensel at 1:45. And that's really the difference in this game, because otherwise it's been a pretty even game. And Creel has seen a lot more shots, that's for sure. 22 saves on 25 shots for Creel. 12 saves on 13 shots for Kyle Hayton. But the difference is those two quick goals here in the second period. Storm with a lot of time, but they're going to have to work themselves back into this game. As the Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff when we do restart play. Final stages of the season here. We get into our last four games of the year. And you always got to take a look at where the Storm players are in career leaders. And we had our season ticket holders at the Vieira Event Center last night for a nice little banquet. And we were able to talk about some of those guys. We'll get you the updated figures here after the second period with which players are where on the all-time Storm leaders. Vecchione to the center to Moore. This shot was saved by Hayton. Nice opportunity there off some hard work from the backboards from the Storm off a face-off. And now it's in neutral ice. Thomas outlets it in onside. Now Kolkfist to the center is deflected behind the net. And Trevor Moore found Vecchione on the far side. Nice pass for Opperman in neutral ice. Opperman tried to move around Kolkfist and move in onside. Kolkfist brought the puck all the way down to the Storm end. And now it's Creel who left it for Martin, who is tied up. And now Peterson takes a hit from Cecier. Moved on the far side by Thomas to the center for Schmidt. Backhanded up top for Kolkfist. Shot deflected by Creel. Out of play. So Creel makes the save, puts it out of play behind him. 8:26 remaining now in the second period. 3-1 lead for the Musketeers. Sioux City and Tri-City tied in the standings coming into tonight. Winner will be in sole possession of seventh, as L'Esperance on the faceoff lost it. And Moore with a shot, save made. Rebound was loose, and Creel's got it. Covers up again for another faceoff here for the Musketeers in their offensive zone. Myers Moore, Duluth, Minnesota native, 5'9", 175 pounds, 1994 birth year, wearing number 23 tonight, an affiliate league defenseman, is in for Sioux City and getting some good minutes. Faceoff is one right to Myers Moore. Passes to the far side. A shot from Mantha is deflected out of play. And the official blew the whistle for out of play, but Sioux City was contending that it was still in play. Either way, we do get the whistle to the left of Creel. 8:12 remaining in the second. 3-1 Sioux City lead. Musketeers with the faceoff win. Shot by Lampasa was deflected wide of the net. Rebound is on the far side corner. L'Esperance runs Lacroix onto the boards. And Glukowski's trying to dig the puck out. Glukowski tries to move it up the far side wall. Taken away by Lampasso. To the net. Behind the net. He falls down and doesn't get a shot off. Nice hit by L'Esperance. He just drops his man with a shoulder check. Now Magyar has it taken away by Aldworth. Aldworth through neutral ice. Aldworth trying to get to the net. And it's taken into the near side wall of the Sioux City end. Now on the far side for Lampasso. Cross ice pass to Moore. And moving up ice is Sioux City. Magyar takes a big hit from Glukowski. Hip check from Glukowski there. Jars the puck free. And then Roboski banks it to neutral ice. Cap was there for Sioux City. Lost it. Put it deep into his own end. And they move it around back to Kapla. Kapla on the near side for Connor McGlynn. Scored a goal tonight. McGlynn dumps it in. Shot from Erickson. Deflected by Burry. McGlynn finds the rebound. On the far side wall, up top for Sioux City. Shot from Pionk went wide, went off the backboards, though, right to David Henry. Henry, down low again. Erickson's got it with space. Erickson, turnaround shot. Rebound was loose for McGlynn in front. And it went wide. Now Foster put it out to neutralize. Erickson plays it on the near side for Capel. Good puck possession here for Sioux City as McGlynn dumps it in deep. Bounces behind the net. Richard Burry, first man there for the Storm. Burry turns it up the near side corner, trying to get it past Henry on the wall. And the battle is won by Sioux City. Here's Kapla. Shot save made by Creel with the left pad. Kapla gets to his own rebound. Poked away by McMurphy. And now Foster's racing to neutral ice. Foster past the red line. Foster in. Foster with space. It was chipped to the far side. Centering pass went behind the net up top for Cecere. Cecere shot went wide of the net. Rebound on the far side wall. Cutler-Martin keeps it in for a second. Cutler-Martin still in onside. And now it's taken away by Kapla. And the Musketeers have possession. Erickson out to neutral ice. Josh Erickson in onside. Erickson fakes on a shot. Moves behind the net. Erickson chance in front. Puck was loose. Picked up by Opperman. Opperman's got it now for Tri-City. Opperman on the near side wall. Lost it, though, to Watson. And now here's Trevor Olsen. Olsen left it for Gensel. Gensel on the near side. Takes a hit from Martin. Puck's on the far side now for Vecchione. Vecchione for the Storm. And Opperman in neutral ice. Opperman in onside to Trevor Moore. Moore in the near side corner. Moore trying to get around his man. Moore's being held up. And he's still got the puck. Left it for Opperman behind the net. And Watson tried to kick it around the near side wall. Eli May comes in to keep it in. He gets taken down, but keeps the puck alive. Trevor Moore over to Opperman. Centering pass. Lukowski can't hold it in the zone, at the top of the zone. And here's Gensel on the near side. Gensel in on the Storm's end. Centering pass as he got taken down by Lukowski. And Eli May ends up finding the puck. He takes a hit. Seemed like it was pretty high there, but play continues. Opperman to neutral ice. Lost it to Watson. Watson back in onside. And puck was put in. Now it's going to be a penalty in front of the net. And it's going to be on the Musketeers. Here come the Storm with the delayed penalty. It's Trevor Moore with Opperman. Opperman holding. Puts it in back to Moore. Moore on the circle. Fakes on a shot. Back to Opperman. And the net is off. Where the Storm player Nolan Glukowski is down in the net. Try to take a look at this penalty. Creel just gets plowed into. I think it's going to be a goaltender interference on Montgomery. Yeah, it is a goaltender interference on Montgomery. Creel got taken out of that play. And it'll be a Tri-City Storm Century 21 power play once again here. Second one of the period. 4:31 remaining in the second. Tri-City down 3-1 to Sioux City right here on the breeze. Storm going to try to get on the board and get a little bit closer here. As they're on the power play for 2 minutes, face off to the left of Hayton. Lesperance is on the draw for Tri-City against Jared Thomas. Face off is won by the Musketeers, and Mantha clears it all the way down. Ryan Mantha has been good on the penalty kill tonight early on here for Sioux City. He's just getting to the puck and airing it out. Goes right down the ice. It's a very easy clear for Mantha. Vecchione comes through with Moore. In onside, left it for Lesperance. Lesperance down low, tried to get one to Linnell. It was chipped away. Now on the backboards, battle won by Sioux City. They clear it all the way down. Creel stops it for Cecere. 30 seconds into the Century 21 power play. Lesperance with the puck in neutral ice now. Moves it in onside. Lesperance on the far side. Lesperance makes one move, tries to go deep. Moves it around for Trevor Moore. Moore on the near side now. Lost the puck. It's dumped all the way down by the Musketeers. Kept in play. And Creel settles it down for Cecere again. 107 left in the Century 21 power play. Cecere on the near side for Vecchione. Vecchione in onside. Vecchione to the near side. Lost the puck into the corner for a second. Trying to get it to Eastman. Went down low. And it's moved around to the far side. Magyar gets it all the way down. And actually out of play, it hit the Storm bench. And the referee blew the whistle, so we're going to get a faceoff that is in the offensive zone for Tri-City, a break for the Storm. With 51 seconds left in the interference penalty to Jake Montgomery. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Opperman left it for Foster. Foster behind the net. Foster banks it up top for Glukowski. Glukowski to the center for Martin with a shot that went over the net. Rebound on the near side wall. Foster chipped it back for Glukowski. Glukowski fakes on a shot. Gets around his man. Down low. Found Opperman, who was open, but he had to get it over to Cutler Martin quickly. And now it's broken up, and it's cleared by Sioux City. Moved quickly by Creel up the ice to Eastman. And onside, Eastman, cross-ice pass. Cutler Martin's got it. Martin in deep with 14 seconds left in the man advantage. Martin over to Foster. Foster on the far side wall, tied up, but he keeps the puck. Down low for Opperman. Up top, Martin with a shot was blocked in front. Eastman was trying to get a deflection, and we're back at even strength. Martin fakes on a shot, takes a shot, save made Hayton. Rebound loose, and it's moved around the near side. Here come the Musketeers with odd man rush. Montgomery in onside to the center. A backhand shot by Schmidt went wide, and Henry picks it up and puts it back in deep. Martin gets ridden into the boards, moved it to Opperman on the near side for Tri-City. Grant Opperman back to Roboski. Roboski starts it forward for Cutler Martin. Martin tried to chip it in, neutral ice, he did. And the Musketeers get a lot of pressure from Thomas Allworth, and they are whistled for a hand pass. With exactly 2 minutes remaining here in the second period, Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers were tied 1-1 after one. Two early goals for Sioux City have made this a 3-1 game, and that's where we stand. Those goals were scored both in the first minute 45 of this period, and not much has happened later. The Storm have had two power plays here in the second, have not been able to convert on either of them, as there's under 2 minutes now remaining, and we are underway. As Burry had it for Allworth, the neutral ice, but it went too far away from him. Dumped in deep by the Musketeers, Burry back to get it for Tri-City. Burry around the far side, Banks to the center, and Lesprons played it to neutral ice. It's pushed back into the Storm end. Musketeers tag up. Burry's got it. 1:30 remaining in the second. Burry to Roboski, and now Linnell on the far side. Linnell with room to skate to neutral ice, and he does. Linnell is in onside down the far side. He gets pushed into the wall by Pionk, but got it down low to Lesprons. Lesperance on the backboard, left it for Allworth with space, banks it up top for Cecere. Cecere keeps it in, tried to get it to Linnell through the center, and it went to the far side corner. Now Allworth gets it back, though. Allworth to the center, and it goes behind the net. Under a minute remaining in the period, it's played out to neutral ice. Linnell's got it for Tri-City. Linnell took a big hit, neutral ice, tried to get it to Vecchione. Play was broken up by Pionk. And now it's moved back to the Storm end. Linnell, okay, back to the bench. And here come the Musketeers. Gensel in onside. Gensel from the far side tried to take a pass that was deflected. Now on the near side, it's dumped in by Schmidt. Thomas has got it in the near side corner. 30 seconds left in the period. Storm get the puck. Here's Allworth. Allworth just dumps it in deep and goes for a change. 25 seconds left in the period. Ryan Mantha has it. Mantha on the far side of his own zone, out to neutral ice. Glukowski stops it there and banks it back into the Sioux City end. Played by Moore. Nice pass there for Peterson. Peterson passed to the far side. Was loose for a second. Eli May chipped it ahead, but not out of the zone. Here come the Musketeers with one last chance. A chance in front. Big save, Creel. On the backhand for Schmidt. And the puck's loose, and now it comes out of play as time expires. And that'll be it for the second period. Nice big save by Tanner Creel. Hope it can give him and the Storm some momentum here as we move to the third period. Two goals in the second, both scored by Sioux City really early on. And they have a 3-1 lead after two periods here in Sioux City. 3-1 is the score. And we'll take a break and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a few moments right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us. Count on us to guide you on the road ahead. To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful, seasoned, crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Tyson Event Center here in Sioux City. We are through two periods between the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers. And the score is 3-1 in favor of Sioux City. They've got two goals in the second period, one from Connor McGlynn and one from Trevor Olson. Both goals early on. Connor McGlynn's just 46 seconds into the period, and really just a tough play in front of the Storm net. Tanner Creel saw an initial shot. He made a save, but he decided to clear the rebound right back into the slot, and Connor McGlynn found that puck and put it past Tanner Creel to give the Musketeers a 2-1 lead. Then Trevor Olson, just a minute later, was able to score from Jake Gensel on a one-timer. Gensel, from the far side corner, found Olson right in front in between the hash marks, and an easy score for Olson. He was open in front, hit that one-timer past Creel, and that made it 3-1. Now, for the remainder of the period, there were no goals scored. The Storm had two power play opportunities and were unable to take advantage. Jared Thomas went for hooking at 6:55, and then Jake Montgomery went for interference at 15:29. And the Storm 0-for-2 on the Century 21 power play. If they had scored one there, those were two good opportunities to try to get back in this game. Storm have only had 7 shots on net in each of the first two periods for a two-period total of 14. Sioux City with 19 shots in the first and 12 shots in the second for a two-period total of 31. So doubling the Storm right now in shots on goal of the Musketeers, and they have a 3-1 lead. Kyle Hayton with 13 saves on 14 shots has been good in net. Tanner Creel's seen a lot of rubber through two periods, has had to make 28 saves through two periods. And really, the two goals at the beginning of the second are the difference in this one. As we are after 40 minutes, we have 20 minutes left to go. A lot can happen in the third period of play. The one goal for the Storm was scored in the first period by Michael Vecchione. Trevor Moore and Grant Opperman pick up assists on that one. And we have a 3-1 game heading to the third. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Lots to come here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We've got your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. We've also got your Valentino's trivia question of the night. Question was, what is Ryan McMurphy's actual first name? It is not Ryan. We're giving you a head start here. It's not a trick question. His first name is not Ryan. So we'll see. We'll get you the answer to that in just a few moments. And the Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 right now to the Sioux City Musketeers, their final battle of the season here at the Tyson Event Center. Storm will be back at home at the Viero Event Center tomorrow night with a game against the Des Moines Buccaneers. It'll be their final time with the Des Moines Buccaneers this season. Storm are 4-1 against Des Moines thus far. The only loss came last weekend in Des Moines. Storm looking to avenge that one. Tomorrow night, 7:05 puck drop at the Viero Event Center. We'll be here on the Breeze at 6:45 for your Viero Wireless pregame show. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and continue with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
It's a 3-1 Sioux City lead after two periods of play. Welcome back inside our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And tonight, the Tri-City Storm trail 3-1 through two periods against the Sioux City Musketeers. Wrapping things up for you here in the second period intermission report. And we've got the third period coming your way next. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com as we take a look at this scoreboard. Once again, just a couple weeks left in the USHL. And we've got some finals here. Youngstown defeats Team USA 5-2. And we'll also get you how it applies to the standings here. Youngstown is a team who will be playing in the postseason as they have a chance to play in any of these spots between second, third, and fourth, Dubuque has clinched the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Green Bay is in second, Muskegon in third, and Youngstown picks up 2 points tonight. They're in fourth, 4 points behind the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Muskegon losing to Green Bay right now 4-3. That game late in the third period. Right now, there's actually a minute left in that game with Green Bay ahead 4-3. If Green Bay can hold that lead, they will be ahead of Muskegon by 4 points, which will not clinch anything yet for anybody, but it'll be a little bit bigger of a quick cushion for Green Bay as they have a 4-3 lead in Muskegon right now. The Gamblers ahead. The Lincoln Stars are ahead 2-1 over Omaha with 5:26 left in the second period. Tri-City's last chance here at the Good Life Cup this year. They need Lincoln to lose both games to Omaha this weekend. Right now, Lincoln has gotten 2 goals from Zach Aston-Reese, and they lead 2-1 over Omaha. Dominic Racobaldo has the 1 goal for Omaha. That game, still plenty of time left, 5:26 left in the second. The Lincoln Stars at the Icebox have the 2-1 lead. In the playoffs in the Western Conference, Lincoln right now in third place. Fargo and Sioux Falls have clinched playoff spots. Lincoln's in third, Waterloo in fourth. Omaha, the only other team with a chance at it. Omaha is battling not just for the Storm in the Good Life Cup here, fans, but they also are trying to work on their own playoff hope. But they are 5 points behind Waterloo. And for the Lancers, they had a great stretch in the middle of the season, but down the stretch they've struggled, and that's why they sit on the outside looking in. 5 points behind the Waterloo Blackhawks right now with just a couple games left to play, and tonight would be a big loss to Lincoln here for Omaha, and the Lincoln Stars need it desperately as well as they're in third place in the Western Conference, 4 points behind Fargo. Fargo is trailing the Sioux Falls Stampede 3-1. Sioux Falls is trying to battle for the Anderson Cup, which is the trophy for the best record of the regular season. Dubuque has a chance to clinch that tonight, I believe. Dubuque is tied 1-1 with Waterloo. Sioux Falls is a 3-1 lead over Fargo, and Cedar Rapids and Chicago are scoreless. The Sioux Falls team has been fantastic all season. They're ahead 3-1 over Fargo right now. Make that 4-1. They've just gotten another goal. Two from Zeb Knutson tonight for the Stampede. Matt Van Voorhis had a power play goal, and Tony Calderon just made it 4-1. Alex Iafallo with the only goal for the Fargo Force. And if Fargo loses and Lincoln wins, Lincoln will just be 2 points behind Fargo. Lincoln will probably have something to play for next week when they face the Storm in a home-and-home series for the final 2 games of the regular season. Now let's take a look at the trivia answer tonight. The trivia question, the Valentino's trivia question of the night. Valentino's eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Well, we asked the question tonight, what is Ryan McMurphy's first name? And we know that Ryan is not his first name. We know his first name was something else. And we did get a correct answer tonight. Congratulations to Katie Nickerson, who did know that Ryan's first name is Craig. Craig Ryan McMurphy is his full name. Congratulations to Katie. You've won a Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet coupon. It's for a free buffet. And we'll contact you with some details on how you can pick that up. But we are giving away free buffets for the rest of the season here on The Breeze. So tune in to the rest of the games. We have 3 more, and we'll be giving out buffets for correct answers to trivia questions for the rest of the season, presented to you by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. We'll take a break here on The Breeze and come back with the final 20 minutes in the third period. Here, the Storm trailing 3-1 to Sioux City, trying to look for a comeback in the third. On The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at RethinkMidway.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Hey, Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan ticket package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save! Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan ticket package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
Highland Park Lawn Company cares about the quality time you spend with your family and can make your lawn a healthier playground. With aeration and timed applications, you'll reduce annoying weeds and insects and have a thick green lawn. Spend time in your yard, quality time, with the help of Highland Park Lawn Company, serving the area since 1977. HighlandParkLawn.com.
Highland Park Lawn Company.
Call 237-0680 or visit HighlandParkLawn.com.
I'm a pretty smart cookie, but tires, not my field of expertise. So I went online and I drove to tire stores all over town. Finally, I found Kearney Tire and Auto Service. They took the hassle out of buying tires. KTA has like 10 different brands to choose from, brands I've actually heard of. They ask me questions about how and where I drive. Turns out I need tires that fit my driving habits, not just my car. Kearney Tire and Auto Service stands behind their tires. Their nationwide warranty means 30,000 locations will too. Shop around, but before you buy, head to Kearney Tire and Auto Service or find them online at KearneyTire.com.
Your Tri-City Storm now enter the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
It's the third period here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are doing battle. The Musketeers have a 3-1 lead right now. And we're being told by Tri-City Storm captain here, Brian Ward, he says, the boys are ready to go. Wonder if he talked to him. In the intermission here, 3-1 is the score. Musketeers ahead. Tri-City in need of a comeback here for the third period. Teams switch sides. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial in the final period. And the Musketeers will go from left to right. Here as we drop the puck. Won by the Storm, the opening faceoff is, and Johnny Hrabowski has it on his stick, finds Richard Burry on the near side. Burry to neutral ice, banks it off ahead, try to find Foster, but it went to Kolkvist in the Sioux City end. Puck out of the zone, glove down by Eastman. Storm tagged up, and now the puck's on the near side of neutral ice. Richard Burry brought it in, quickly taken away. Burry gloved it down, kept it in the zone, but it was blocked, and now here's McGlynn in offside as a step ahead of the play was Erickson. Just 23 seconds into the third period here. Tri-City trailing 3-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Faceoff is in neutral ice just outside of the Storm end. Vecchione against Jake Gensel on the draw. Vecchione wins it over to Cutler Martin. Martin, cross-ice pass, finding Cecere, and he moves it up, chipped by Vecchione, stopped by the Musketeers, and Gensel brings it in onside. Gensel, cross-ice pass right to Opperman. Opperman tied up as he tried to leave the zone. He found Vecchione. Vecchione makes a move, try to settle it down for Cecere. It's taken away by Sioux City, and here they come. On the near side, Montgomery, taken away, and now it's brought back for Trevor Olsen. Olsen down low. Olsen on the far side. Centering pass. Gensel, shot, score. Jake Gensel makes it 4-1. Minute 10 into the period, and that's been all game. The Musketeers have scored all their goals early on in the periods. Michael Kapla scored 4:20 into the first. Then McGlynn and Olsen scored in the first 2 minutes of the second. And now Jake Gensel, who has just been on fire and it comes at the right time, gives the Sioux City Musketeers a 4-1 lead. He found a loose puck, and again, a man wide open in the slot. Gensel, right wide open, and he puts it by Tanner Creel on a turnaround shot. It's 4-1, Sioux City. 18:50 remaining here in the third period. Still a lot of time left, but now the Storm find themselves in a three-goal hole. Officials working on a rough patch of ice at center ice here. Lesperon's pointing it out. That's fixed, and the puck is dropped. Resuming play. Tri-City now down 4-1. The Storm win the faceoff. Linnell backhanded it deep. It's stopped by Kyle Hayton and left for Pionk. Pionk on the far side gets it back to Kapla behind the net again. Kapla moving forward on the far side. Pass is moved now to Peterson, and Schmidt's in onside. Schmidt with a shot that went way high in the air and well out of play. Over the netting and down in the corner near the tunnel by the Sioux City locker room. 8:27 remains here in the third period. Tri-City in Sioux City for the final time here, now trailing 4-1. If the Musketeers hold on in this game, the two teams will split the season series four apiece. Pionk kept it in at the right point, tried to find Schmidt for a shot that he whiffed on. And now on the far side, Roboski tried to settle it down on the far side wall. Aldworth doing some work getting out of the zone. Pionk now in his own end with Kapla. Pionk moving it forward to neutralize. Moved around Lesperance. Got by Aldworth in onside. Takes a shot deflected out of play by Creel. Nice save by Creel. Puts it out of play. 2 minutes and 1 second into the third period. It's a 4-1 game for the Musketeers. The fourth goal here scored by Jake Gensel. The assist goes to Trevor Olsen. And those two have combined for the last two goals. As the Storm win the faceoff, McMurphy got it to Eastman, who took a hit. Lost the puck. Now Limpasso's got it in the Storm. And on the backhand, shot went wide. Rebound, Colquist takes a shot. Deflected in front, never got all the way through. And now McMurphy plays it through neutral ice. McMurphy dumps it in behind the net. Colquist plays it on the near side. And it's moved forward by the Musketeers. Eastman, nice job cutting off Lacroix in neutral ice. And Eli May got to a loose puck to bring it back towards the Musketeer end. Picked up now by the Musketeers. It's loose to neutral ice. And the Storm have it. It's Vecchione. Vecchione with a shot that's deflected out of play. Stopping play. 17:13 remaining in this game. Storm trailing 4-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers, now being outshot 32-14. Vecchione against Henry on the faceoff. To the left of the goaltender, Hayton. Faceoff won by the Musketeers. Played on the near side. Opperman got to it first. Opperman trying to win a battle here. He gets it to Vecchione. Up top for Burry. Shot was deflected by Trevor Moore away from the net. Now on the far side, McGlynn got to it first. Roboski kept it in. Bouncing puck at the top of the zone. Kept in by Tri-City. Down low. Picking up the puck is Myers Moore. Moore to the center. Loose puck. Vecchione sticked it right in front of the net, but it's taken away back by Erickson. Erickson back out to neutral ice. Dumps it all the way in. Should be an icing was waved off there. And Burry goes to get it. He's sealed off nicely. Good hit there from Sioux City's, looks like David Henry. Shot was blocked. Another shot. Missed the net from McGlynn. Now McGlynn again with a shot. Save made by Creel. And they blow the whistle. They call a crease violation on the Musketeers. And that's why play stops. 16:22 remaining here in the third period. 4-1 the score, with the Musketeers leading. Face off to the right of Tanner Creel. Lesperance does battle with Gensel. Gensel, 2 points in this game, a goal and an assist, wins the faceoff, finds Kapla with a goal tonight as well, shoots, save made by Creel. What a save by Creel. He got it with the left pad. And Kapla, that's really how he scored his first goal of the night. He gets the point at the point, he gets the puck at the point, and then moved in and took a very good point-blank shot. First time he scored this time, Creel was there with a great left pad save. Keeping things 4-1, 6:14 remaining in the third. Storm with the faceoff, cleared around the near side by Maller. Linnell couldn't get it out. Pionk kept it in. Centering pass for Gensel, and he fires it wide of the net. Rebound. They score. It's Gensel once again, and the Musketeers now with a 5-1 lead, 16:02 remaining in the third period. And it was a second rebound that was put home. It was fired through. There was a first shot that was saved by Creel, a second shot that was fired through the crease, and a third shot that went in. And I think it was Gensel that put it in. 16:02 remaining in this game. It's now 5-1. Musketeers in control of this game. Tough for the Storm without so many of their offensive forwards and so many of their playmakers being hurt. Here only with 9 forwards in this one, and Josh Howgie calls a timeout. 27th of the season for Jake Gensel. Gensel now against the Storm has been really just something special. Here in the 8 games against the Storm, Gensel has scored 13 points on 6 goals and 7 assists in 8 games against the Storm. He's really found the back of the net here in the second half of the season. And the Storm talking things over here in a timeout, trailing 5-1. Just trying to get something right here at the end of this game. It's absolutely a learning and a teaching moment for these players who are junior hockey players. And the goal of being in this league is to learn as much as you can to move on to the next level. Storm have a lot of players moving on to the next level next year. They also have a lot of players returning to this team. And absolutely a teaching moment for the coaching staff and Josh Howgie, George McCaulkey, and Eric Fink on the bench right now. Faceoff is won by the Musketeers. And it's Schmidt who brings it forward. Schmidt is in onside. Hits by Eli May. And it's moved ahead. Colquist gloved it down. Schmidt dumped it in deep. Chance in front. And puck rolls in on Creel. He tries to stick it away and almost bounced towards the net there. Taken away by Glukowski, who lost it. Centering pass was blocked. Another chance in front. Shot from Colquist. It was a knuckleball that went wide. And now Foster was taken off the puck. Couldn't clear the zone. Collision. And Eastman comes away with it. Eastman now moving forward. Eastman backhands it in deep into the Sioux City end. Eastman goes and chases. Eastman in the far side gets taken down. No call coming. And it's up top for Burry. Burry with a shot that's deflected over the net. And Vecchione goes and gets it. Vecchione in the far side. Up to Roboski. Can't keep it in. It skipped over his stick. And Roboski has it now. Ahead. Stopped at the line. Back to Richard Burry. Burry dumps it all the way down. Icing is waved off. Hayton goes out to get it. And Moore plays on the near side for Lampasso. Kept in by Opperman for a second, but now here comes Magyar. Magyar on the far side. In onside. Magyar to the net. Centering pass and a score. This time it's Lampasso off the centering pass. It's now 6-1. Musketeers. What was a 1-1 game after the first period has turned into a rout here for Sioux City. 6-1 lead. 14:41 remaining. And the puck slid right under Tanner Creel's legs for Lampasso. And here we will see a goaltending change as Justin Quale will come into the game to replace Tanner Creel. Creel faced 35 shots, making 29 saves. And now Justin Quale will come in. Your 15th of the season for Christian Lampasso. as we will do battle on the faceoff once more. It's Sioux City who wins the faceoff. Nick Magyar brings it forward. A shot as Laquois entered the zone is goes out of play. And we'll see another whistle. 14:34 remaining in the third. Musketeers have scored three goals in the third period. Two from Jake Gensel and now one from Christian Lampasso. Pucks dumped in deep by Mantha, and Glukowski had it behind the net. Now on the far side of the storm, and Lampasso gets taken down by Lesperance. Nice hit by Lesperance. Back out to neutral ice it goes. And it's now on the stick of Mantha. Mantha forward to Lampasso, who banks it off the near side in deep. Quale out of his net. Plays it in May. And it's moved forward. Glukowski to neutral ice. Pionk moves it back in. Takes a big hit from Eli May. May gets knocked down by McGlynn after the play. And now the Storm throw it all the way down. Gloved by Linnell out of thin air. And Linnell in onside. Linnell tried to make a fancy move around Erickson. Puck was taken away. And now Erickson's got it. Dumps it in deep. McGlynn tried a centering pass. It was blocked by Burry. And now Raboski has it in the far side. Back to Burry. Burry will settle things down, go back behind the net. Storm trailing 6-1 here to Sioux City as Aldworth moves it up the ice. Thomas Aldworth, his first USHL game, makes a move, goes to the center, puck's loose, and the save made by Hayton. He hangs on. McMurphy was lurking there in front of the net. 13:18 remaining here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City with a 6-1 deficit right now. Just looking for positive moments here later in this one as they'll return home to battle Des Moines tomorrow at the Viero Event Center in game 62 out of 64. Faceoff is won by Sioux City, and Kapla had it. Now he gets it back to Pionk behind the net, and they start forward with Montgomery finding Olsen. Olsen in onside. Olsen down low on the goal line. Throws one in front, and Quali made the save. Rebound came to Maller, but he lost it to Montgomery. Eastman went down. Storm got the puck, but it was taken back by the Musketeers. Pionk found Kapla with a shot deflected high. Rebound into the corner. And McMurphy makes a play up to Foster out of the zone. Foster chipped it ahead. Pionk had it. Storm come in onside. Foster with some space. Foster turnaround shot was blocked, and Pionk has it. Pionk now behind the net. Pionk with Kapla and then Montgomery. Cross-ice pass for Trevor Olsen. Olsen in onside. Olsen runs into Cutler-Martin, puts it in deep. Glukowski rubs off a hit, moves it to the near side. Foster. Foster cross-ice pass on the stick of Opperman. Opperman flips one into the near side corner. Kolkvist takes a hit from Vecchione. Opperman has it, keeps it in. Trevor Moore. Moore makes a move, takes a shot, deflected, out of play. Stoppage with exactly 12 minutes remaining here in this one. A 6-1 lead for Sioux City. In control of this one at the Tyson Event Center. Faceoff is to the right of Kyle Hayton. Vecchione against Avery Peterson. Peterson able to win the draw. Get it to Cliff Watson. Watson now moving forward in neutral ice. In offside, in onside, Schmidt looked like he couldn't hold his foot there as Roboski lost it behind the net. Now Schmidt has the puck on the near side. On the near side wall. Up top, Watson keeps it in at the right point. And it's down low for Thomas in the near side corner. Nice job by Roboski there tying him up. Puck was loose. Here comes Grant Opperman. Opperman racing down the right side with a shot that's deflected wide. Rebound pops up into the air, and Hayton got it with the glove. Opperman was trying to reach and grab it with the stick there, but it would have been a high stick on Opperman had he touched it anyway. 11:23 remaining here in the third period. 6-1 game in favor of the Musketeers here on the Breeze. Faceoff in the Sioux City end to the left of Hayton. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Maller backhanded it. Deflected in front by Lesperance, and Hayton covers up to stop play once again. Nice job by Maller, who struggled with the puck once he got it on his stick, Looked like he wasn't ready for it off the draw, but was able to get it in deep, and it was deflected by Lesperance. This time, Lesperance wins it clean to Maller. Takes a shot, and it's gloved by Hayton. Nice shot from Maller. Gloved by Hayton, stopping play. 11-12 remaining here in this one. Face off to the left of Hayton. Again, this time the Musketeers win it after two consecutive wins by Lesperance. Cecere tried to hold it in at the left point. Deflected all the way down in on Quale. Quale left it for Maller, who got it around the near side. Mantha kept it in for a second, but Lesperance knocked it out to neutral ice. And now Mantha played it on the far side wall. And offside are the Musketeers. Connor McGlynn ahead of the play. 10:49 remaining here in the third period on the breeze. Tri-City trailing 6-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Based off just outside the storm end, McMurphy against Avery Peterson. And here comes Foster off the draw. Foster with a shot that went wide right of the net. Rebound is loose and played on the far side corner. Eastman comes away with it. Eastman jumps it in deep behind the net. Foster goes and chases. Moved around to the near side. Eli May comes in to help. Foster in the corner gets sealed off, and now it's Moore of Sioux City that played it forward. Now it's David Henry. Henry through neutral ice. Erickson on the far side takes a big hit by Eastman. Oh, Eastman with a nice hit. Now he has the puck. Kyle Eastman past the red line. Dumps it off the backboards. Hayton to the far side. Around up top. Get Vecchione. Down low. Chance for Foster. Threw it in the crease. And it did not go home. Foster finds the rebound, though, in the corner. Foster around to the near side, Burry. And down low, Foster again. Foster leaves it for Opperman. And now in the far side corner, Vecchione seals his man Henry off, but it's taken out of the zone. And after the play, Vecchione gets into a big battle here. It's a fight. Vecchione and Erickson. Vecchione going at him as he was down. And that is, we're going to see some misconducts from this situation. Vecchione tried to drop the gloves, I think, with somebody else, and Erickson jumped in and took Vecchione the last second. Vecchione was pounding Erickson as he went down. And, yeah, Erickson jumped in there and just attacked Vecchione. Vecchione threw him down and just went at him as Erickson was on the ground. So Erickson's done for the night for jumping in like that as a third man in. Vecchione is not in good shape either, as he just went to town on Erickson. And we'll see what as this all gets sorted out. Vecchione was on the far side, and he tried to challenge a Sioux City player. I couldn't see who it was. Looks like David Henry. It was David Henry that Vecchione tried to challenge. Henry wasn't having any of it, but Vecchione had dropped his gloves, and Erickson came across from across the ice at Vecchione, and Vecchione just took him down and went at him with the right fist. 9:43 remains in the third period. We'll get to the penalty calls. Not sure if we'll have a power play or what. Officials are sorting things out. Storm, this is an interesting moment here. They're out of captains. Brian Ward not dressed tonight. Hakey Lidas is injured. Vecchione's the one in the fight. It's Trevor Moore who's acting as a captain right now. And for Sioux City, they have Trevor Olson as an assistant captain over there with the officials as well. Officials discussing what they want to do here. Now they relay what they're going to do to the captains. Explanations going here as some violence late in this one. Not surprising in a 6-1 game. Vecchione picks up a 2-minute penalty, is on the board. So it looks like the Storm will be shorthanded out of this mess. Vecchione probably ends up with an instigator on this. Vecchione's going to... Erickson is a third man in, so he is escorted out of the game. He's going to get a misconduct, but Vecchione challenged a guy and dropped his gloves when that guy didn't want to go, and that's why Vecchione's probably getting a 2-minute instigator penalty, as David Henry wasn't ready to go. Then Erickson comes in for a third man in, and that's probably going to be a misconduct. We'll see if Vecchione ends up with just a 5-minute fighting and a 2-minute misconduct, but I'm not sure if they can do that. Maybe an automatic misconduct. We'll see here. 9:43 remaining in the third period. It's a 6-1 game. Josh Howji's discussing things now with the officials, trying to get things sorted out and figure out how many men to put on the ice. Sioux City's got 5, so it looks like they're going to be at full strength. And the Storm will be shorthanded here. It's Hrabowski, Martin, Burry. No, not Burry. That would be 3 defensemen. It's Hrabowski and Martin, McMurphy and Foster as Burry gets back on the bench. Vecchione, 2 minutes on the board for him. And it'll be a Sioux City power play. We resume play. We'll get you the penalty calls here. Erickson takes a fighting and an abuse of officials. So that's his misconduct. Vecchione, 2 minutes for roughing, 5 minutes for fighting. So no misconduct for Vecchione. And a power play to Sioux City. And they have the puck in the near side corner. And now it's moved forward by Hrabowski. Hrabowski at the red line. Hrabowski in onside, dumps it in deep. And goes to change. Storm shorthanded here, 9 minutes remaining in this game. 1:18 left in the power play. Pionk winds up on a slap shot, wraps it around the far side. And it's moved to the center. Schmidt had a chance for it, but he puck hopped under his stick. Now Pionk down low, trying to find Lampasso on the back door. Lampasso couldn't handle the pass, and now Cecere tries to clear it, and it's out to neutral ice. Pionk has it for Sioux City. Pionk racing through neutral ice, moves it on the far side. Pionk behind the net, taking off the puck. Trevor Moore trying to find it behind the net, loses it, thrown in front. Slap shot from Lampasso, he scores. Christian Lampasso's second goal of the night. Power play tally makes it 7-1, Musketeers. 8:23 remaining here in this third period. Second consecutive game here between these two teams that the Musketeers have scored 7 goals. And it is their first power play tally of the night. They had been 0-1. And now they are 1-2. 8:23 left in the third period. 7-1 the score. Musketeers with the advantage here at home. Faceoff as we resume play once again. Won by Sioux City. And Mantha has it on the near side. Chipped in deep by Lampasso. Lampasso, 2 goals on the night. That was a nice slap shot to the top left corner, beating Quale. First goal Quale has surrendered. And the Storm got it to neutral ice, but it's shipped out of play by Kyle Eastman into the Sioux City bench. Another stoppage with 8:02 remaining. Here as we get a media timeout. And it's obviously been a tough night here for Tri-City. They had an absolute chance at this game early on. At the end of the first period, it was 1-1. Kapla scored early for Sioux City, but Vecchione retaliated, with a goal at 6:07 to make it 1-1. Since then, it's been all Musketeers in the second period. They scored 2 early goals, and they were ahead 3-1 in the third, going into the third, but now they have scored 3 goals in the third period. And actually, excuse me, they've scored 4 goals in the third period, as it's been 2 for Gensel and 2 for Lampasso. And it's a 7-1 lead, 8:02 remaining here in this third period. Once again, Storm with 3 games remaining in their season after this one. They'll be back at home at the Viero Event Center tomorrow. 7:05 puck drop with the Des Moines Buccaneers, and then a home-and-home with the Lincoln Stars. The first one a week from tonight in Lincoln. And then the final game of the season a week from tomorrow at the Viero Event Center. Fan appreciation night. And, of course, we appreciate all you Storm fans in the Tri-City area. being there to support this Storm team all season, no matter what the score was on the scoreboard. A lot of great fans around the Tri-City area, and we're happy to have you. And we want to recognize you on Fan Appreciation Night. Saturday night at the Viero Event Center should be a lot of fun, a lot of chances to win prizes, Storm memorabilia. There's a discount in the Storm store as well. Final night. And we will restart play here. 8:02 remaining in the third. Faceoff and neutral ice won by the Musketeers. And it's dumped into the Storm end. Quale out of his net. Play to Eli May. Wraps it around the far side. And taken by Tri-City with McMurphy and Foster. Foster in onside. Foster gets the puck chipped off his stick to the near side wall. Played down low by Moore of Sioux City. And now it's flipped over on the near side wall in neutral ice. Loose puck. Foster finds Eastman in neutral ice. Eastman dumped it in deep. Foster tagged up. And Mantha has it for the Musketeers. Now over to Myers Moore. Back to Mantha. And Myers Moore. Sioux City just taking some time off the clock here as they clear it in deep to the Storm end. Roboski behind in the far side corner. Had it to Eastman. Eastman lost it, though, to Jared Thomas. Nice hit by Burry. It's going to be a penalty, and Burry drops the gloves right after the hit. And Burry goes for a fight here. Couple good shots for Richard Burry with the left hand. Burry's going at it with Avery Peterson. And a good battle between those two guys. Burry got him with either a hit from behind or a boarding. And it was going to be a penalty. Retaliation from Peterson. And we have our second fight of the night. And this one was a much more even fight. And the last time Vecchione was pounding Erickson. This time Burry, yeah, absolute. That's a bad hit by Burry. I misspoke. It's a penalty hit. Burry got some real good shots in there, did Richard Burry. And with 7:03 remaining, Burry is getting escorted out of the game for his hit. Burry, a big man, going at it with Avery Peterson, who's 6'2 in his own right. 7:03 remaining in the third. Burry is tossed from the game. It'll be another Sioux City power play. Storm players just dropping like flies here. Burry, 2 minutes on the board, so it's a minor penalty. And then the fight, 7:03 remaining here in the final period. 7-1 Musketeers. Faceoff is won by the Storm all the way down into the Musketeer end. 2 minute penalty to Burry. Fighting and checking from behind the call. Quick shot on Quale, makes the save on Gensel. And Burry, once again, 2 minutes for checking from behind, 5 minutes for fighting, and then for Sioux City, Avery Peterson, 5 minutes for fighting. Not sure why Peterson gets to sit in the box, but Burry gets escorted out. And Vecchione, along with Aldworth, in the penalty box. Aldworth serving the penalty to Burry as the Storm is shorthanded here. Sioux City with the puck in their own end. It's Kapla. Cross to the far side, neutralized now Gensel. Gensel on the forecheck taken away by Linnell. Linnell back to neutralize for Cecere, though. And Cecere finds Lukowski. Lukowski with the Storm on the penalty kill. Slaps the pass back to neutral ice, but it's stopped there by Myers Moore. And now in onside, here's Gensel. Gensel taken down, no call coming, and the Storm cleared. And we see another couple hits behind the play. Glukowski got hit hard by Olsen, and now we're going to try to. Foster wanted to try to fight Olsen. The officials don't let him. Foster's saying, why am I not allowed to fight? And things have gotten out of hand here in Sioux City. Cecere is upset. He's going over towards the box. Cancel. It's a mess here in Sioux City. 5:56 left in the third period. They're kicking Foster out of the game. No, they're not. Foster is headed towards the exit, but now he goes to the penalty box instead. There's still 54 seconds left in the Bury check from behind. Can only imagine how Josh Howgie feels about these calls. It looks like a Storm player got dropped behind the play by Olsen. And then the Storm tried to retaliate, but the officials broke it up. A couple of gloves were dropped, but no fighting actually occurred. Let's see here on the replay. Behind the play, there's a hit. Officials call a penalty. And then all hell breaks loose. So 5:56 remains in the third. There's 2 minutes on the board for Cecere, who I guess had the initial penalty. And that's what he was upset about. Foster has been thrown in the box. I'd imagine now we have four Storm players in the box. And Roboski, McMurphy, and Maller are the three Storm players on the ice. It's a 5-on-3 for 54 seconds. Faced off one by Sioux City. Mantha at the top of the zone. Shot from Watson. Rebounds loose. Quale's finding it with a glove. And the puck goes in. Quale seemed like he was pretty close to having it covered up. But it went in, and it's a goal for Sioux City. Let's look at the replay. Quale made a left pad save. The puck was loose in the crease, and Quale never had it covered. It went behind him and into the net. Power play goal, 8-1 now, Musketeers. Still going to be another power play for a minute 48 with Cecere in the box. It's 8-1, Sioux City. Limpasso against McMurphy on the faceoff. Goal scored by Connor McGlynn. Musketeers fiddling with it here in neutral ice. Now Pionk past the red line. Dumps it in on the far side. Sioux City has it. Down low it goes for Lacroix on the near side. Lacroix up top. Pionk on the right point. Pionk banks it off the backboard. So Limpasso taken down by Maller. No call coming. Limpasso gets back on his feet. Gets to the puck on the far side wall. Limpasso with two goals on the night. Gets down to Gensel, who's got two. Limpasso with a shot. Went wide. And out of play. Quale may have gotten a piece of that. 1:02 remains in the Cecere penalty. And I don't know if the penalties were ever even announced. I've not gotten the call on what actually was whistled. And we'll get it to you when we get it. As the faceoff is won by Sioux City again. Mantha over to Watson. Back to Mantha. Now back to Watson. And Watson's pass deflected by Eastman in the far side now. Henry on the left point. Watson, Mantha. Mantha down low to Connor McGlynn. Back to Mantha. Now Watson down low again. Henry. Henry up top for Mantha. Mantha with a shot, save made by Quale. Rebounds loose in front. Stopped by Eli May, and May clears it all the way down the ice. 4:18 remaining in the game. 20 seconds left in the Cecere penalty in the Sioux City power play. Musketeers have it in their own end here with 15 seconds left in the man advantage. Mantha will start forward. On the far side, Watson at the red line. Wraps it around in the near side. 5 seconds left in the Cecere penalty, and the Storm clear. So we're back to even strength now with under 4 minutes to go in this game. 8-1 Musketeer lead. This will equal, score stays the same, would equal the worst loss for the Storm this season, which they suffered a
couple weeks ago, or last week, excuse me, in Waterloo on Friday night a week ago. The near side corner. Roboski hits Lacroix, and the puck was fired wide of the net. Now Limpasso left it for Lacroix. Lacroix on the far side, up top. Moore with a shot that's blocked, and here's Trevor Moore. Ahead for Opperman, who had the puck for a second, then lost it to Myers Moore of Sioux City. And Kapla in the near side corner, taken away by Opperman. Back to Kapla. 3:05 remaining in the game. 8-1 lead here for the Musketeers. On the backboards, Cecere on the near side for Liddell. And Aldworth. Aldworth through neutral ice in onside. Aldworth with a shot was blocked. Rebound shot went wide. Backhanded shot from Aldworth there. Cecere can't handle it. And here's McGlynn. McGlynn in onside, lost the puck. It's swept over to the far side. And now with the puck is David Henry. 2:30 left to go. Down low, McGlynn. Lost it. Pionk has it. Cross-ice pass. And a shot from Colquist. Went wide on deflection. Rebound on the near side. Shot saved by Quale. Rebound to Aldworth. And now Glukowski. Glukowski with it. Got it to Lesperance, who dumped it in deep. Hayton out of his net. 2:05 left to go in the game. As it's Colquist with it in his own end. Try to get it out of the zone. He did. Trevor Moore got to it quickly. Brought it back in with Aldworth there. And it's cleared all the way down by Sioux City. Icing waved off as Quale played it forward. And Trevor Moore has it with a rush here. Moore with a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound, Opperman. Opperman down low to Trevor Moore. Lost it to Mantha. 1:39 left in this game. As Limpasso played it forward. Now Schmidt. Schmidt down low on the goal line. Lost it to Eli May. And now Opperman finds Eastman in neutral ice. Eastman back to Opperman. 2-on-2. Opperman with a shot. It's deflected wide. Rebound Lacroix. Banks it off the near side wall. Kept in by Cutler Martin's glove. Martin keeps it in a second time. Puts his man into the wall there. And the puck was loose. Lacroix slow to get up, but he did get up. And now it's Limpasso. Limpasso with a 2-on-1. Limpasso down low. Centering pass. And Quale makes a nice save there on the far side. Keeping the puck out. Final minute of this one. As the Storm get it out to neutral ice, Sioux City brings it back in. It's Limpasso with speed. Limpasso, centering pass for Mantha. Mantha takes a shot, save Quale. Rebound loose on the far side. Limpasso tied up by Aldworth. Aldworth on the far side, trying to get it to neutral ice. It went into the bench for a whistle. 36 seconds remains in this one. Tri-City will fall. It's an 8-1 score in favor of Sioux City here tonight. And a very tough game here for the Storm. Playing with just 9 forwards. They should have 10 forwards in the lineup tomorrow with the return of Captain Brian Ward. Should help things a little bit. But still very tough to play without a lot of talented forwards in this lineup. Mantha banks one in off the backboard now. Final 30 seconds of play. Maller on the backboards in the Storm end. Gets it to Cecere, now Lesperance, and now Aldworth through neutral ice. Aldworth on the near side. Aldworth in onside, gets taken down, throws one towards the net, loose puck in front. McMurphy tried to throw it towards the net. It got banked around the near side. Cecere up top. Maller fans on a shot. Final 5 seconds. Here's a 3-on-2 for Musketeers. They just dump it in. And Sioux City finishes this one with an 8-1 victory. Musketeers win this one and split the season series with Tri-City Storm. 4 wins apiece in the 8 games. Storm, a lot of frustration here in this one as they fall 8-1. We're back to wrap it up on the Old Chicago postgame show in a couple minutes. Here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing. strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney, just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's time for the Old Chicago postgame report on the Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for stats, game recaps, interviews, and more. Here's the voice of the Storm on the Old Chicago postgame show, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm fell to the Musketeers of Sioux City tonight by a final score of 8-1. Here in the Old Chicago postgame show on the Breeze, Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Well, Tri-City Storm in this one were shorthanded coming in once again, and they really had a hard time in the third period. I think it's tough for some of these guys when you've only got three lines. When you get into the third period, things kind of unraveled. Storm were very competitive through the first two, but in the third period, it was all Musketeers, and things kind of got ugly. Here at the Tyson Event Center tonight, let's recap this one. It's your Stadler Implement game recap. As early on, very competitive first period. Michael Kapla scores 4:22 into the period. Kapla with the goal and at 4:22 made it 1-0. Michael Vecchione tied things up a minute plus later. And we had a 1-1 game after one period, despite the Storm being outshot 19-7. They played well in that first period and earned that 1-1 split. In the second period, the Musketeers got two early goals from Connor McGlynn and Trevor Olson, and they led 3-1 after two. And the Storm in the second period, again, didn't have a ton of opportunities, only seven shots on net. But after those first two goals on Tanner Creel, it was a very competitive second period. The Storm trailed 3-1 heading into the third. Very much an even game. Gives Sioux City an advantage, obviously, with the 3-1 lead, but it wasn't where we ended up here as the Musketeers scored five goals in the third period. The Storm had only taken one penalty coming into the third period, but then we had a whole slew of penalties late in the game. And goals here for the Musketeers late in the game came pretty heavily. Two from Jake Gensel, two from Christian Lampasso, and a goal from Connor McGlynn. And that's where we saw here. Five goals from Sioux City in the third. They finish it 8-1 with the win. Now, we talked about the penalties in the third period. We saw fighting penalties to Vecchione and Josh Erickson. Then Erickson received an abusive official's misconduct. He was tossed out of the game. Vecchione was not tossed out of the game, but he received an extra roughing penalty for what he had done to Henry earlier before the fight happened. Erickson comes in, and they call it abusive officials, but really it's a third man in misconduct, in danger of being suspended because Erickson pretty much jumped on Vecchione. Now, Vecchione was looking to fight, but he wasn't looking to fight Erickson, so that'll be sorted out with the league. But good news for the Storm is Vecchione not receiving a misconduct on that one. He was receiving of a roughing penalty and a fighting penalty. Then Avery Peterson dropped the gloves with Richard Burry. Burry received a checking from behind misconduct and was escorted out of the game. A 2-10 for Burry for checking from behind, as well as the 5-minute fighting major. Peterson receiving the 5-minute fighting major, responding by dropping the gloves with Burry. And then we saw later, we saw an incident where Trevor Olson hit a Storm player. He received a delay of game. Then Cecilia received the initial penalty. I thought it was going to be a penalty on the Musketeers. It actually was a penalty on Cecilia for slashing was the initial penalty. And then Olson and Foster each went for delay of game. All 2-minute minors there at 14:04. And those are the penalties in the third period. For the Storm, Tanner Creel made 29 saves on 35 shots. Justin Qualley relieved Creel in the third period, made 10 saves on 12 shots. Kyle Hayton made 16 saves on 17 shots and picked up the win, his sixth consecutive win. For the Sioux City Musketeers, Storm now in eighth place in the Western Conference as Sioux City picks up those 2 points here tonight with an 8-1 victory over Tri-City. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here on the Old Chicago. Actually, no, we will not. We are not ready for a break yet. We're going to get you the three stars of the game first, presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three stars of the game tonight for the Musketeers. All three of them were Musketeers players in this 8-1 win. All three of them scored 2 goals in this game. Third star, Connor McGlynn, who had 2 goals in this one. He scored the second goal of the game for Sioux City in the second period, and then the final and eighth goal in the third. 2 goals tonight for Connor McGlynn. Gives him the third star of the game. Christian Lampasso, also 2 goals in the third period. Lampasso with the second star of the game. And Jake Gensel, 2 goals in the third period. 5 goals in the third period. 2 for Gensel, 2 for Lampasso, 1 for McGlynn. Gensel ends up in the game with 2 goals and an assist. Trevor Olson also with a goal and three assists. Trevor Olson, another very good game with him working with Gensel. Those two have been very good over the past couple weeks, and they come out victorious here tonight for Sioux City. Now let's go to the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest-working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Tri-City Storm Grinder of the Night here. Obviously, a lot of players doing hard work, being shorthanded here for the Storm in a game that really was just tough for Tri-City from the outset, being that they were shorthanded. But the Grinder of the Night, we're going to give it to Ben Foster. Foster really was playing well tonight did well tonight. Also, shout out to Vecchione, who Michael Vecchione scores the only Storm goal of the night, also drops the gloves and does very well in what I believe is his first fight of the season. Vecchione has played the most games out of any Storm player this year. He's missed just one, and that was a suspension that he had to serve. If things keep going for Vecchione and he plays in the final 3 games, he'll play in 63 out of 64 games. He's one of the leading goal scorers on this team, and tonight he gets into a fight and did very well for himself. Ben Foster, though, the Grinder of the Night, presented by the Dent Popper. Foster, working hard for the Storm in a losing effort here tonight in Sioux City. We'll take a break here on the Breeze and wrap things up when we come back on the home of Storm Hockey, the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, oh, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like...
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Final score here tonight in Sioux City. Final meeting between the Musketeers and the Tri-City Storm. 8-1 in favor of Sioux City. And a win for the Musketeers continues their streak here in the second half of the season where they've played very well. And tonight took advantage of a Storm team that was shorthanded with just 9 forwards in the lineup. Once again, Storm should get back Brian Ward tomorrow in his first game back. So they should have 10 forwards in the lineup tomorrow. And we'll see who they go with in net. It's been a battle between Tanner Creel and Justin Quale. Tonight, Creel looked good early on, but allowed a few late goals. Ends up getting pulled in the third period. Quale comes in to play some of the third period and finish out the game here tonight. And let's take a quick look at the USHL out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off here in Sioux City. Midway Auto Group presenting the out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Final scores here in the USHL. Youngstown defeats Team USA 5-2. Green Bay holds on to defeat Muskegon 4-3. The rest of these actually not final. Lincoln with a 4-3 lead over Omaha. And the Stars about to finish off the Good Life Cup. Here, there's 1 minute left in this game. Omaha, by the way, is in danger of missing the playoffs. They are trailing by 5 points from the final playoff spot. Waterloo has a 3-2 lead over Dubuque, and with a Waterloo win and an Omaha loss, things are going to start getting real tough for the Lancers here as Waterloo leads 3-2 in Dubuque. Waterloo, a team that's very dangerous. They're in fourth, but they're very dangerous with some of the best scoring in the league. Cedar Rapids and Chicago are tied 1-1 late in the third period. And Fargo has come from behind to take a 6-4 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede with 12 minutes left in the third period. Nothing decided yet there in Fargo. But the Force have scored. Now they've scored 5 straight goals. Sioux Falls, if you remember, at the end of our second period here in Sioux City, we're up 4-1. Fargo's now gotten 5 goals. Chris Dines, Dave Gus, Neil Goff, Dominic Toninato, and Brendan Harms. 5 consecutive for the Force. That's what they can do to you as they have a lead. Try to get a final here in the Omaha Lincoln. Check pointstreak.com for all the updated stats and scores. Lincoln right now leading Omaha 4-3. About to try to clinch the Good Life Cup here, the first annual Good Life Cup. And what we might do is kick Omaha out of playoff contention. Two of those teams will play again tomorrow night. Storm finished things off with Lincoln. With 2 games next weekend, final 2 games of the season. But first, the Storm will face the Des Moines Buccaneers tomorrow night in Kearney. The Aero Event Center will be there for 7:05 puck drop. 6:45 will be the Viero Wireless pregame show here on The Breeze, 94.5. I'd like to thank a couple people before we sign off. First, I want to thank Josh Howdy for joining us earlier in the game. For helping us out with the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Jason Cotton joining us during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I want to send a thank you back to the studio in Hastings to Brad for helping out tonight, filling in. And very smooth broadcast tonight. But the final for the Storm, a tough one, 8-1. They matched their largest loss of the season. And they will be back in action, trying to get back on track tomorrow night against Des Moines. We will talk to you then. Till then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Storm Hockey is brought to you by the following Storm fans: Viero Wireless, Central Hydraulics, Nebraska Lottery, Complete Nutrition, Burger King, Staffler Implement, Best Western, Dent Popper, Bud Light, the Midway Auto Group, Coca-Cola, New West Sports Medicine, Valentino's Pizza, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Join us again next time on The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The preceding has been a presentation of the Tri-City Storm.